You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You guys hate all my tattoos, don't you?
They're all stupid.
They're not. You guys are horrible.
I don't know your tattoos.
Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's right. A cock and tits.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What? He actually got me thinking now, next time I have sex, I got to get ready to clutch my fucking chest and grab a fucking, oxygen mask and shit. I should just wear a sleep apnea mask when I'm fucking.
You have my permission to come? I was wondering when I would get first. Your tits on your face. Let the sex begin.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy
Clinton.
Let
me see them titties.
Oh my god!
Yes, Marco, yes! Yes! Yeah. Yes! Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I love the Jersey Jerks.
So prepare to have your brains raped.
Define your need in a war. To me, it's what we do in the war. I feel the heat coming off of the blacktop, and it makes me want it more. Because I'm hyped up out of control. If it's a fight, I'm ready to go. I wouldn't put my money on the other guy if you know what I don't let him know.
It's been a long time coming, and the tables turn around. Cause one of us is going. One of us is going down. I'm not running. It's a little different now. Cause one of us is going.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And don't forget to download the TuneIn app if you have a Droid and the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. Welcome. Welcome. Little sick puppies going nuts. That was awesome.
I could tell you liked it.
I loved
it. You had Parkinson's.
Yeah, I was digging it. I haven't seen them in so long. It was so exciting.
I don't know why I didn't turn your mic up when you were singing.
You got to.
I was singing.
I know.
Well,
I heard you.
Too.
I went like this. I was like, oh.
I was like whispering, though, kind of.
You were so off, too.
What
some,
do you mean?
Some of the words were wrong.
I'm never right with words. I just make up my own
no
words.
Shit.
I do. I make up my own words to songs all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know.
In any song, you yeah. I'd probably be like, what? They're not the words?
Right.
But songs I really, really like I'll look up the lyrics.
Soma Tomato.
And then I'll read the lyrics. And the lyrics are
And then
are
you
right.
forget the lyrics.
Sometimes. Sometimes I like a song a lot, though. And then I remember it.
Hmm.
Hello.
It's very yeah. woman.
But I don't think I got any of the words wrong in that song, did I? They don't
Couple.
Say very much things.
Couple.
Really?
Yeah, I was laughing.
I was in the zone. Bobbing away.
She started off the night fucking up a song.
I know.
I heard.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah.
She started off.
She couldn't get the lyrics right.
No, not at all.
Well, I was saying outside when what was the name of the song? Slow Jams?
Slow Jams with Kanye and Twista.
Jamie Foxx.
And the line was what?
How
does it go?
Sing it. Yeah, your version.
Oh my God. Some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Aaliyah. See, that fits in. That fits in there, though. A little Aaliyah fits in there.
Hold on a second. I want to hear what it really is because I don't even know.
Okay.
I guess they went through a different yeah. batch of people. Anita.
Yeah.
A little Anita.
Yeah. I was wrong. I thought he was talking about Aaliyah.
A little Aaliyah. What, like a little piece of her thumb?
No.
It's left over.
That's all that was left.
I thought he was like considering her like one of the greats or something.
No. No,
I obviously did
like Chris said, listen
it.
To the list of people that he's singing about.
Well, because she's
and you,
dead.
And you
so
throw Aaliyah up
a little
there.
Anita.
I thought that because she was dead, she automatically becomes more popular.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That was my mindset. I never
Your mindset's wrong.
I never
Always.
Questioned that it was Aaliyah.
A little Beyonce.
I did. I really thought he said Aaliyah.
Unbelievable.
I didn't even know who
Missy,
Anita would be until Marco was like Anita Baker.
Stick to your strong suit.
What's
Stick
that?
To ciphers. Would you?
I thought it was a lip. It happens.
You thought wrong.
Yeah, shocker.
Sorry to hear that.
I had no idea. And I was just like mindlessly sitting here singing it. And they were like, what? You are so wrong. They were judging me. You
well, yeah, when they told me outside, I was like, wow, you're so wrong.
You didn't even know what it was, and you knew it wasn't Aaliyah.
No, it couldn't be. I mean, if you start with Marvin Gaye, how do you get to Aaliyah?
You don't.
I thought because she was dead that he was considering her like...
The song's not about dead slow jams, like dead artists.
But it's about like ones that
Besides,
he thinks
even
are
though,
like the greatest.
Even though Anita Franklin's like...
Anita Franklin?
I mean...
Anita Baker.
I'm sorry. Even though Anita Baker is like, what is she, like 70 now?
Something like that,
yeah. And probably she's dead inside. She's not dead. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but you can still slow jams with dead people's songs.
Think about what you just said. just soak that up for a second.
What? I don't get it.
You can still slow jams with dead people's songs.
Because the song's called Slow Jams.
Right, but you can still slow jams with dead people's songs.
I don't understand.
Exactly. I don't either. Welcome to our world.
Like, the fact that she's dead doesn't negate the fact that she could be in the song.
Anita Franklin. Jesus Christ. Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
Total brain fart.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, she could still be in the song because her songs are sexy for sexy time. That's the point of the song, right? Sexy time. Songs.
Stupid bitch.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
What's wrong with you?
I'm valid in my points.
You're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot. It's valid.
You're a fucking bitch.
What the
see,
fuck are you talking about?
Why am I a bitch, man?
Yeah, I don't see the name calling being appropriate.
Fucker.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Fucking drooling idiot.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
Jesus.
You drug-addicted motherfucking whore.
Oh, my shit. God.
Holy shit.
That's unnecessary.
That was unnecessary.
That was unnecessary. You guys are mean.
Wow. That was so wrong on so many levels.
You're mean.
I'm breaking your balls.
You're mean.
She don't have all her marbles.
Slut, bitch.
See, what the fuck?
Jesus.
You sick cunt.
You little hoe.
Holy shit. Man, what happened?
You're the dumbest fuck I ever met in my whole life.
Welcome to the Jersey.
What happened?
Fucking idiot.
I changed the lyrics to a song one time. Yeah. By accident.
I know, and look what happens.
You're a fucking disgrace.
God damn
you. Stupid motherfucker, you know that?
Shut up.
Poor Miss, she does one little thing.
I know.
It's everything. I should just be constantly silent.
No.
Why? No, so you can pummel me?
Yes.
You're breaking down my spirit, man.
Stupid woman.
You let us break down your spirits, you got
no,
issues.
You're not. I'm just playing.
All right.
Miss, you dumb stop.
If I was, you would know because I would get angry.
You think so?
Yeah.
You stupid fucking cunt, you idiot.
Are you trying to make me mad?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
he like leaned back in the chair. Yeah, no, he's like, and drank his coffee.
He's
all
holding
slow.
His mouse up like up to his chest. Like,
he's like, yeah, that's right. I'm gonna call you a bunch of names.
Well, he's Irish now. I'm gonna call you a bunch of names.
Did that sound nice?
A little bit, a little bit. A little bit.
I'm like, I don't think I can do an
Irish
accent.
No, he's gonna call you a fucking names.
I definitely can't do an Irish accent. That would be funny if I could.
Aren't you part Irish?
I thought I was, but then I found out I wasn't. I think I explained that before.
Probably.
Yeah.
Sorry. Didn't mean to open old wounds.
It's all good. I'm a grown-up now.
What's the final verdict on what you are? Are you...
Oh, I'm a bunch of shit.
Like sounds about right. Yeah.
Cherokee, Spanish. Ethnicist. Irish. German, English, French. German. Irish. Not Irish.
German twice.
Just two times in German. 2 degrees in Germany.
East Germany, West Germany.
Right, exactly.
I'm a black pig.
And African American.
There's no way you're African American.
No, I'm not. Not in my blood. That's in my like heart, I am.
And she even gave you the fucking little head nod, like my heart. I
should have Z-snapped.
The only part of you black is that hat.
No, this is not a black hat.
Is that the same one you wore?
No, this one is silver.
The lungs.
This is the worst one.
No, this is one of my faves. My favorite black hat I lost.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
Sold it for crack?
I don't know. I checked everywhere. And it's gone. I think one of the cats that I live with stole it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cats actually like hats, just like the book, Cat in a Hat.
I have that. You can relate, right?
You can relate now.
I have like almost all the Dr. Seuss books. I'm collecting them.
Shocker.
I do. I have like 14 right now. I know. I'm going to bring these home tonight so I can put them on my
bookshelf. That's impressive. What was the reason for bringing them in again?
Remember we were going to do, I was going to read these in that weird voice thing to fuck it up.
That app,
oh, that's
on your
right.
That
that's
app
right.
That like.
Yeah, that's gone.
That app's gone?
I got rid of it.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's all good.
I can fucking
always re-download it. Yeah.
I keep forgetting about that.
I mean, the books are here every day.
I thought you were just going to read to us.
I can't just read to you.
You could do like an audio book right now instead of doing a show.
I could do that. I would listen to myself read a book.
Okay, let's gamble here. Let's do a little bet. What are the chances that she fucks up something in the first 3 pages?
Very good.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's Dr. Seuss.
And your point
that's,
is...
They're tongue twisters.
Fourth graders. Well, four-year-olds should be able to fucking read that.
Let's see if
four-year-olds
it
can read it. I'm saying she can.
Let's see if it has
can.
An
Chris,
age bracket on
it's
it.
It's busy. It's busy.
I don't know. This doesn't have an age bracket thing of like...
Age
usually
bracket.
It says like...
Age bracket.
It says I can read it all by myself. So I guess it's for... It says beginner books.
Read that shit.
I like how she sounds it out with her finger. Beginner books.
This is Oh Say Can You Say by Dr. Seuss. Oh, no, it's big. All right.
Thank you.
Oh Say Can You Say, said a book reading parrot named Huey. The words in this book are all phooey.
She was a hooey.
When you say them, your lips will make slips and backflips, and your tongue may end up in St. Louis. Do you like fresh fish? It's just fine at Finney's Diner. Finney also had some fresher fish that's fresher and much finer. But his best fish is his freshest fish, and Finney says with pride, the finest fish at Finney's is my freshest fish French fried. Oh, that was close.
That's really got you.
So don't order the fresh or the fresher fish. At Finney's, if you're wise, you'll say, fetch me the finest French fried freshest fish that Finney fries. Yo, I got through that shit, bitches.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. So that was uno, dos, tres. I got through three pages. Oh, my God.
No, that was a good job. Yeah, you almost fell off the edge though
at
that
one.
Fish. She stroked out.
Well, this one's hard because it rhymes so much.
Mm. But that's right up your alley.
Yeah, dizzy motherfucker.
I feel like this one's probably harder. Oh, this is a beginner too.
It rhymes a lot. It was like her cipher.
Alphabet soup in the house.
Oh shit!
Dr. Seuss for life.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to start a Dr. Seuss gang. We're all going to wear red and white hats.
For a second.
What else? Is Dr. Seuss... Oh.
I don't give a fuck.
Was he really a doctor?
Yeah.
Why do you guys have to fucking laugh? I want to see
Sorry.
How far she went. I was like, yeah.
How can you know? God damn.
No.
That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard.
Maybe he was a doctor, and on the side he wrote children's books.
Maybe.
Did he draw them?
Fucking mine.
What? Why would he call himself a doctor if he wasn't?
Are you fucking crazy?
What the fuck?
I wonder what he looks like. Dr. Seuss.
I mean, do you think Dr. Dre's a real doctor? I'm asking. It's just a question.
No.
Why not? He calls himself a doctor. Don't you think he's a doctor?
No.
No. Well, there you go.
That's different.
Why is that different?
Because he's a rapper.
And this one's a writer.
So
could I be Dr. Alphabet Soup then?
You can be whatever you want, because when
Dr.
we call
no, she can't. No.
Dr. Soup.
What the fuck? She's got Down syndrome.
I'm gonna write a book.
You
I
should.
I thought you were writing a book.
I am. I'm writing a fiction right now.
You're still writing it?
Yeah, I'm on set. I'm only at seven.
What's it
chapters.
Called?
I don't have any
You're fucked
yet.
Up.
You don't
you have a, talk like a fag.
I'm gonna call it Alphabet Soup.
You don't even have a working title?
No. It's a very difficult book to write.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it would be difficult if I was on a third grade level.
Maybe it won't have a name. Have any books ever done that?
You can
you know
start
how, like,
yeah, Led the ones Zeppelin that never just... made it to fucking.
No, but you know how some print. Albums don't have names? Like, didn't Led Zeppelin put out a bunch of albums that don't have names?
I don't know.
Like, wasn't their first one just, like, informally called 1, 2, 3, 4, and all that other stuff? I don't know anything about
it. It was
like
a self-titled album, then one.
Yeah, but then that was it. They never named any albums, right?
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. I heard that true? Before. I don't like Led Zeppelin, so I have no idea. I just heard that.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's it?
That's it.
No one gives a fuck.
I could write a children's book.
You could. You could.
No question
you
about
could.
That.
I would draw it, too.
You
draw
could.
Fucking
you have skills you can draw?
Remember, she's
a
tiger.
Oh, that's
Scan.
Right.
Scan.
Yeah.
Right when I was younger,
that. Esco.
I used to...
Esco.
Esco Baraco.
I used to make comic books when I was little.
Mm. What were they about?
Teenagers.
Wow, like that's some magical powers they got there.
Yeah, no, it was normal stuff.
Like what?
The houses.
Like,
what's it called?
Like,
was it like the
high school crap? Well, it was when I was like 10. So I was like, I would make comic books based on like what I thought high school was going to be like.
Okay.
I know it sounds weird. I used to do it. I don't know why.
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my life. That's insane.
It wasn't fun. Can you again? I used to draw tattoos too.
Really?
Yeah. But like flowers and shit.
Okay.
I don't
you
really
design
call
your own?
Much.
That would explain a lot.
That's what I'm getting at.
No.
No?
Mm-mm. No, I never did any on my own.
Okay.
But I will.
You still have any of those comics?
No. Oh, I threw them out.
Why?
Because remember I told you.
No.
Every year.
She cleanses.
Every year I burn whatever previously before that.
Yeah, you remember that?
No. Why? Yeah. Why? What was this again? Why?
Because I just don't want to remember certain things.
You don't remember comics?
Mm-hmm. That's the best.
You don't want to remember your childhood, like
I remember the childhood.
So what's the point?
Wait, important things.
What's the point of this now? The point of this exercise is to burn the past.
Or no, it's just what I do.
No, I know, but tell me the philosophy behind it now. Well, what's the point of it? You just,
cause like you know how you're always changing. Like
right.
I don't want to read about my past. It's over with.
Right. So you don't want to have anything to do with your past.
It's like a creative outlet during the year, and then at the end of the year, you just throw it out.
Right. So you're saying you don't have nothing to do with your past.
Yes, I just move on to the future.
Wrong.
I live in the present.
You obviously didn't see
I
where I was going.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. I'm ignoring you.
It doesn't matter. You already fell in the trap door.
Everything's different. It's a new day.
Sure. Keep telling yourself that.
I will.
I'm a little fucked up.
Hey, I saw Dumb and Dumber 2.
Oh, was it good?
I liked it a lot.
Cool. Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Was it a lot of recycled jokes from the first one?
Not really. I was actually expecting more recycled jokes from the first one.
That's awesome.
No, it was good. I liked it. I thought it was funny. You know, it was nostalgic. It was way filthier than the first one. It was like grosser, basically.
Oh, Bill.
Well.
You have to nowadays, right?
Yeah. But no, they did a good job. I mean, obviously it doesn't come near the first one, but it was good. I liked it.
Poop jokes? Fart jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say it, probably.
Why would you?
Yeah, why would you? You hate the first one.
Well, just to see if I would like it, if it would be any different. But if it sounds...
It's the same format.
That's what I was making... That's what I thought it was going to be, just the second one. Like, the same movie, just 20 years later.
Yeah, not really. It was kind of cool to see certain... You know, things from the past kind of make a cameo appearance.
That's cool.
Objects and places and shit like that. It's kind of cool.
Do they look old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look old as fuck. They don't look nothing like they've been the first one. They look like they've been heavily abusing drugs.
Both of them?
Yeah. Yeah, Jim Carrey's face looks like it's all wrinkled.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the previews on it.
I saw him give like commencement speech at like a graduation. He looks fucking old as balls.
Well, he's not a young guy anymore.
Yeah, how old is he? Is he in his 50s?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Easily. Yeah, I mean, his fame started when he was in his 30s, I think, in his mid 30s. So he's been.
Oh, yeah.
So we still got time here.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, Miss, you're good. You're good. My window's closed. The only old person that I know that made it big when they were old was Rodney Dangerfield. When he was old
He started out older?
No, he tried to do things when he was younger. He just never succeeded. When he got old, like literally older, like in his late 50s or early... No, it was like maybe even 60. That's when he became really famous.
Right.
Fucked up. No respect. Well, obviously, nobody fucking respected you until you were
dead?
Senior citizen. Yeah, he's dead.
Was he in that Jamie Foxx song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Rodney Dangerfield.
A little bit Rodney.
Shut up. I like that one movie he did. Back to School or something.
That was a great movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah. I don't like every movie he did. I love, what's that fucking...
Money,
yeah.
What's it? Money Talk, not Money Talks.
Money Talks was good.
No. Easy Money.
Easy, yep.
Easy uh-huh. Money. That was fun. Joe Pesci was in it. It was great. A thin, young Joe Pesci. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I recommend it if you, you know, whatever. If you obviously, if you like the first one, I think you'll like this one.
I feel like everybody's seen it.
I don't know how it did in the box office this weekend. Did it beat that Pixar movie?
Yeah.
It did?
I think so.
No shit. I was shocked. I didn't think it was going to.
Was it the movie theater packed when you went?
No, I went like 11:30 on a Sunday. On Sunday,
in the afternoon or night?
In the morning, 11:30 in the morning. Fuck. There's no afternoon.
The old person matinee.
Yeah, yeah. Now there were kids. I mean, there was all young people there, but it wasn't packed at all. I mean, we were sitting in the middle of the fucking whatever rows.
I'm gonna see Interstellar. That's what I'm going
to
say.
I don't know, man. I think I'm going to have to wait for video.
I can't get in
because it's long.
It just, yeah, I don't know. It's almost like Gravity to me.
I still never saw that.
Me neither.
It was okay. I liked Gravity.
Yeah. I don't know. I just have no urge to watch it. There's so much other shit I haven't seen yet that's on cable. I'm like, Gravity's at the very end. So.
That's Sandra Bullock?
Yeah. And that's the other reason why I don't want to watch it. I'm not a big fan of hers.
And it's just like one. It's just like one set, right? It's just like outer space, right?
Like open water.
Yeah, that movie's fucked up.
Yeah, open water? She's in space the whole time.
Yeah,
open water's fucked up. Yeah, that's a fucked up movie.
It scared the piss out of me.
Yeah, I didn't want to go in near water for a while.
Yeah, it was a terrifying movie.
I'll tell you what. If that apparently that's based on a true story.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah, how the fuck do you not take a head count for you guys? Have you seen it?
No.
All right, so this couple, they go on this this excursion with a bunch of other people to what is it, snorkel or some shit like that,
snorkeling.
Right? In the middle of the fucking ocean, okay? And there's like a big, not party boat, but something a little smaller that takes all these people that paid for this excursion, right? So. They take their personal belongings and they shove them under the bench they were sitting at, and they took their shit and they went in the water. And I guess they went under, they like went away. What was it? They kind of drifted away
because they saw like some fish.
Right. And they were trying to follow it or whatever. And then they kept going underwater and stuff. And the other people like left without them. They got back on the boat and they left without them. And it's like,
yeah, they just left.
How do you not know that there's two people missing?
Yeah.
You know?
Were there like hundreds of people on this boat?
No. What was
there was
20
like
10. People? Yeah, something like
there
that.
Was
a dozen?
Nobody, yeah.
Like, who doesn't fucking figure that out?
Right. You figure somebody on the boat would be like, what happened to those two motherfuckers that were sitting
here? So, gradually, what was the, how much time was it? What was the period of time? Like 3 days? Four days?
A long time.
Okay, so they basically drifted in the ocean for like 4 or 5 days, and eventually, the one dude cut himself.
Yeah.
The fucking shark came, started nipping at him, dragged him under. Jesus. His wife saw him get dragged under and fucking eaten alive. And then eventually, I don't know what the fuck. I don't
she
even know
gets
what.
Eaten.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was like a little later on. She lasts like another day or two.
Yeah.
I guess she got her period.
And this is a true story, you said?
Based on a true story,
yeah. Based off of...
Well, if they both got eaten, how the fuck do they know what happened?
Well, it's them just
dramatizing. That's why they call it based on a true story.
Yeah. Which basically means it never happened.
The only thing true about it was that people got left behind. The rest is up to the imagination of whoever the fuck. Dr. Seuss, I guess. Or Alphabet Soup.
Alphabet Soup. Nigga.
Stupid. Where's your rhyme? You lost your rhyme?
Yeah, I know. I've been looking everywhere for it.
What rhyme?
I think it's in a book.
Oh, the fucking 99 Problems?
Yeah, I think it's in my Alchemist book, and I left it at home.
Your what book?
Alchemist. It's a book that I'm reading right now.
What's it about?
Philosophy.
What kind of philosophy?
Like the meaning of life type bullshit.
Right.
It's like what?
Well, that's
not
a positive approach.
No, it's like it's based on on one of those lists of the books that you're supposed to read before you die. There's like 100 books you should read before you die, and it's on the list.
Who makes these lists?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like notable, like authors like came together and made this list of 100. It
sounds like a ploy for people to just keep buying
books,
technology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I'll buy books. I love books. I've read a lot of the books.
Why not just get like a like a Amazon thingy.
Kindle?
Like a Kindle? Kindle, yeah.
I don't know. I like the feel of a book.
Where do you put the book when you're done with it?
I keep it. If I like it. If I don't,
you don't
like
burn it,
it
every year?
No. I like to read certain books more than once. If I don't...
No, she's not German. Oh, yeah, she is. She's both German.
If I don't like it, or if I like it, but it's not something I'll ever read again, I give it away.
What do you mean you like the feel of a book?
I like feeling stir. A book. I like turning a page and holding it and everything about
Speak
it.
Speak slower.
I like the whole...
You like the whole, and you like holding it.
Shut up.
You like the feel of it.
I
the
like
the taste of it. The smell of it.
The texture.
And some books are like, it's cool. I don't know.
I like gold.
The look of it, the taste of it, the smell of it, the texture.
I didn't realize you had that. You have a bookshelf? Like, do you literally have a bookshelf where you put all your books?
Yeah.
I like to see the list.
I have
of
a
books
lot of
there.
Books.
Yeah, I
could tell you a lot of the books that I have because I've read them more than once.
Go ahead. I'd like to hear kind of what your library consists of.
Okay. All the.
Because I guarantee you it will not match the person you are.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you when you're done telling
okay.
me.
All the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Books.
That's definitely you.
All the
is it a dragon?
There's
the girl with the shitty tattoos.
Shut up.
The girl with the sagging tattoo.
Fuck you. Bastards.
The dragon with the girl tattoos.
Shut up.
Oh, shit.
All my Dr. Seuss's. I got a bunch of them. I got like
okay. You proved me wrong once again. That's you.
I'm trying to think of ones that I really like. All right, 1984.
The same book that made the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
By George Orwell.
Orwell.
Every single book. I literally have every single book that Kurt Vonnegut ever wrote.
Like what?
Slaughterhouse-Five. a diary.
Of a mad black woman?
Just diary.
Oh.
Lullaby. Oh, that's Chuck Palahniuk. I also have a lot of Chuck Palahniuk. I like sick books, kind of. Chuck Palahniuk's really sick. Oh, what's the one
what
that
do you mean he's really sick? Like he's dying?
He's a guy who, no, he's just a sick sense of writing. Like he's the one who did Snatch. And he did Fight Club.
Oh.
And he's really, really good.
What's his
writer,
name?
Though. Chuck Palahniuk.
Oh.
Palahniuk. That is awesome. I love him. I have a lot of classics. I have a lot of Walt Whitman. Which is
really?
Weird. Yeah.
Walt Whitman, huh?
Yeah. Leaves of Grass.
What do you write about? Bridges?
No.
I'm not versed in books. I hate books.
I love books. I love reading. When I'm not reading a book,
reading.
I get mad. The book I'm reading right now you would hate, though, I feel.
Alchemist?
That while I'm reading that, I always read two books at the same time.
Yeah, that's smart.
Like, I'll read, like, a serious book and then, like, a funny book.
Okay, what's the funny book?
Bossy Pants by Tina Fey. I feel like you don't like her.
Wrong.
Yeah,
you're good.
You don't like Tina Fey?
Yeah, right. You don't like her, right?
I don't hate her, but I won't read a book.
You'll never read a book, yeah.
Yeah, her book's funny.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I want to read Amy Poehler's book next and then Lena Dunham's.
Oh, my God.
I like them. I think they're funny. I know that you don't. I know.
I don't see Lena Dunham as being funny.
I love girls.
We know. We know.
I love girls. And
that's the one thing we all have in common.
I have a lot of books, though. A lot of books.
Mm-hmm. Is there any books you have that you probably shouldn't have?
Like what?
I don't know. The Art of War.
No.
No.
There's a book that I read once that I kept, even though it was a horrible book. I don't know why I still have it. Marilyn Manson wrote a book back in the late 90s.
Well, there you go. That's all you had to say.
And it was like an autobiography type thing, and it like disturbed me. And I still have it. I don't know why. I have The Heroin Diaries by Nikki Sixx. It's really good. I have a lot of like autobiographies. So I have every single book Bill Clinton wrote. Yeah.
Should get him to sign it.
I wish.
You can.
Hell.
You just got to look up when he's doing like a public speaking thing,
oh
and if
my
he ever
God,
comes
I
close.
I could never do that. Hillary was in Philly over the summer.
What the fuck's that got to do with Lonzo?
I feel like he's hanging out with her probably.
Who?
Bill.
Bill doesn't want nothing to do with that dyke.
As soon as she goes on vacation, he's on his phone.
It is.
Fucking bitches.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. That's exactly what
he's not doing. Looking too good. He did a commercial.
He's fucking
Veterans
old.
Day.
I thought he had cancer. Didn't he have cancer?
What? No, he's okay now. He's okay. But he has old man spots.
Well, he's kind of old.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
He's old.
Like,
yeah, but I still got
hands.
It.
That's right.
He
still got it.
He looks old, though. It's sad.
Still wouldn't fuck him now? Or you would fuck him still?
I don't know. I mean, probably. Yeah.
Wow, down to a probably.
Wow.
I don't know. He looks like old man.
So you wouldn't fuck an old man, then. That's what you're saying.
No. I would never think about it.
But it's Bill Clinton, though.
I know, but he looks
it's crazy
really
Willie.
Bad in this commercial.
Crazy Willie.
In pictures, he doesn't look this bad, but in this commercial.
Well, pictures are photoshopped all the time.
Yeah, I would like a photoshopped Bill Clinton I would have sex with.
Hey, we got a special caller on the line.
Hello.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. Are you there? Speak now. Hello.
Hello?
Good. I'm glad we could stop the show for this.
Thanks for calling.
He's a special caller. All right. Try again if you want. Dr. Z. Try to get in.
Oh, okay.
From...
You could have just said that, you know.
I know. I know.
The CIA must have nabbed him.
Yeah. Him and Pedro.
No reception out in the mountains.
Yeah. In the caverns, the caves.
Yeah. Figure a doctor would have top quality equipment.
Now, see, I think he's qualified to be a doctor,
yeah.
Not Seuss.
I wonder if he can answer that for me.
You really going to do that to him?
No.
I think you should ask him if he calls back.
Mm. All right, I will.
Definitely.
All doctors know each other.
All right, one more time. There we go. Dr. Z. Then he hung up. You can ask Dr. Steve, too, if you want.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. That's my boy.
You should text him. Say, Dr. Steve is
I don't
Dr.
have his phone
Seuss.
Number anymore.
No?
Why?
No, remember I broke my phone in June?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I lost everybody's phone number.
Or you just lose his number on purpose after you stiffed him.
Now we chatted after that.
Mm-hmm. Show me them titties.
I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Books.
Oh, yeah, books. See, this is how much I like
books. I know. You hate books.
It's just fucking
some books
boring.
Are good, though.
I don't even remember
if they're
last
good, they should make a movie out of them.
Exactly. They usually do.
Yeah, the good ones.
And then
yep.
Watch the movie.
Yep.
Life of Pi. I read that book a couple times.
That's Fab's autobiography.
No. Life of Pizza Pie.
No. Life of Pi. That's wrong. Life without Pi. It's a horror story.
I like Stephen King too. I have a lot of Stephen King.
I like Stephen King. Those are. I read a couple of his books.
My favorite is The
but
Stand.
This was back in the day, pre-drugs.
Did you read The Stand?
No, I have it. I don't never read it. I have it still on paperback, but I never read it.
Oh, it's good.
It was
did you watch the movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The movie was really identical to the book.
Good.
It was awesome.
Save me a read.
But Under the Dome is like
Under
the
Dome.
Newest.
I liked Under the Dome.
Is that the wait, hold on a second. Is that the third Mad Max movie?
No.
Oh.
No.
Or is that wait, that's the Public Enemy song. No.
It's the Pauly Shore movie.
Aww.
That's where his career went, Under the Dome.
I know. What happened to Pauly
Shore? Crazy.
Why does he not make any movies anymore?
Because he's a weasel.
I would see him do... But he doesn't even do any, like, B things, like Dancing with the Stars or anything like that.
Doesn't he own a comedy club in LA?
It's his mom.
Yeah. So he's slitted. Doesn't need to do anything else.
He just... Yeah, he just... Last I heard, he just goes to the Playboy Mansion and...
I'm sorry, but he probably sure... Back then, and I'm sure now, is still one of the biggest douchebags that ever walked the planet.
Why?
He's just a tool.
Really?
Yeah, come on. Stop.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
Thank you.
Why, though?
What do you mean,
seems
why?
He's fun.
Funny? He's like a fucking mental patient.
Okay.
And he just, like, makes up his own. He's like his, I don't know, he's like a
his
weirdo.
His own language, his own. Yeah, Dr. Z again. See if he'll come through on that. Hello. Hey.
Hi, hello. Could you hear me?
Yeah.
Dr. Z.
Yes, in the house. How are you guys?
Good. How you doing, Doc?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
No. So, yes, I was just... Could you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just busy writing some kid stories. I'm publishing a book these days, you see. That's what doctors do. Unbelievable, bitch. Sorry. So I'm just
God
writing
damn
some...
you. God damn you, Dr. Z.
Sorry, man. I'm just writing some kids' things. Oh, by the way, I saw you guys were talking about Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
I don't know if you can hear me, but the Dumb and Dumber... You talking about the Missy archives, which you guys keep releasing, or is it something else, some other movie?
Very funny.
Both. It's the Missy archives and a movie. Hello.
I think we lost them.
No, he's got a bad connection.
Dr. Z, you're breaking up, man. You're in and out.
Tweet us.
In and out. You stay. You're either in the cave, out of the cave, one or the other.
Use the satellite
Whoa,
phone.
Whoa, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, that's it. That's enough.
The end.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Fucking edit this out now. It's going to be a gap in the show going from books to that.
Damn it, because he has some good stuff to say, but can fucking hear him.
Well, God damn it. It just goes to show you that even when you're a doctor, you still can't get the best fucking equipment.
Touché.
Fucking Saudi Arabians.
Unbelievable, bitch.
Yeah, I know. Mike, thanks.
Apparently, the doctor with the best equipment's Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I would say so.
Fucking A.
Beats.
Yeah, I would. If you really want to know about Dr. Seuss, I would text Dr. Steve.
I know.
See if what he knows about Dr. Seuss.
I'll have to get his phone number from you.
Maybe they can arrange a meeting between you two.
Yeah, that would be fucking dope.
Maybe Dr. Doom will be there. Dr. Doom.
Oh, Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
Is that a
yeah
comic book character?
Yeah, but he's also a doctor. What? What's the problem?
What kind of doctor is he?
He
sounds
like
scary.
Scientist.
Oh.
They can call Dr. Zhivago. Dr. Detroit can show up.
Dr. Detroit?
Yeah. With his metal hand.
Oh, Jesus.
Papa Doc will be there.
Papa Doc, right.
No, Papa Doc's going to show up.
Dr. Doolittle will be there, too. So that way he can help you with the squirrel situation that you have?
Listen, I got to talk to you guys about something serious.
Oh.
I want to get a pet.
No.
And I was thinking between a bird or a ferret.
Oh, you're going to go through the ferret thing again?
I know. I was looking at South Jersey as this ferret adoption place, and I was looking at them all, and they look real like they want to be rescued.
Why?
No.
What?
Why?
Why what?
I said why. He's saying no. No what?
Why shouldn't I get a pet?
Because she'll kill it.
Look at your track record.
Listen, I've never killed
why
a pet.
Why all of a sudden you want to get a pet?
I don't know. It's winter and...
You're going to bring it back when the fucking snow clears?
No, absolutely not. It's just like living with Christina and her cats and her dog.
You want to bring a ferret into a house of cats? That is a horrible idea.
But the cats never come in my room.
So the ferret, there's no chance the ferret breaking out.
I mean, there is. Do you think the cats would kill the ferret?
Either that or the cats could be severely injured.
By the ferret?
Yeah.
Because my ferret would probably... kick
it. Look, we're not taking your ferret to karate, okay? So stop acting like your ferret is a national treasure.
So then a bird. But cats eat birds, don't they?
Why the fuck do you want a pet?
I don't know.
You're never home to take care of it.
Yeah.
I'm home all the time now.
You want a pet? Pet my balls.
Shut up, Chris.
What the fuck?
You don't think I should get a pet?
No.
A bird?
No.
No. And you know why I'm saying it?
I said
for
yes,
the safety of the animals.
Yeah.
I've never hurt a pet. Other people have done it.
It's
not
neglect.
Me.
They'll die on the inside first.
Oh, I would never.
Well, she's
do
already
it
dead on the inside.
But that's from drugs.
I would never abandon my pet.
Why don't
pet
you start off with like a finch?
A finch?
Hey, no.
Like, you, you have to have two, though.
You have to have two?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? What do you mean you have to have two?
I don't know. I never heard that.
Finches, like, to be in a couple. They don't like just being by themselves.
How do you know? Do they communicate that to you?
How many Snapple caps do you fucking read?
No, because we used to have finches when I was growing up. My mom had finches.
How about starting with a goldfish?
Yeah. Goldfish.
There you go.
Yeah, but get another one.
Yeah, but they die regardless.
Exactly.
Dante and Terrell were around for 7 years.
Don't bring up that old shit again. Yeah, you can black up the place for them, too. You know, put it like a rat poster again.
You black motherfuckers.
Listen, what you're saying, though, I have thought about a little bit. That I would have to go, like, I would have to make sure I went home every night and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I did think about that.
And don't burden your fucking roommate.
And I would never do that.
But still, yeah. Even if you do and you can't make it home, you're burdening the roommate.
Exactly, and I wouldn't want to do that.
So there's your answer. No pets. How about seahorses? Not seahorses. What do they call those? Sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys? Yeah, are they even real?
Yeah.
You buy the pack, you open it.
Is that like an ant farm? It's like an ant farm. They're not real. It's like an illusion, isn't it?
No, they're real.
What's a sea monkey?
It's just funny. The monkey sound bite all cute.
What's a sea monkey, though? It's not real.
What do you mean it's not
sea
real?
Monkeys are real.
What are they?
Blacks that swim in the water.
Wow. Whoa. Heyo. I love it.
Seriously.
You can cut the racism with a knife in here.
A sea monkey is not a real creature.
Yes, it is.
What is it then?
It's a monkey in the sea.
There is no such thing. Then you're saying there's horses in the sea because there's seahorses.
That's just a name for a stupid fucking animal. But it's the same thing with the monkey.
What's a sea monkey? It's not a real thing.
It's not a real monkey, but it's an organism.
Yeah.
They call it sea monkey.
It's not even like a bug. It's like smaller than a bug.
What the fuck are you talking about, a bug?
Like, you know how there's bugs, fishes, like ants.
Come on up, I'm spitting on bugs.
What is a sea monkey? What's it considered? What's its fucking Latin name?
Its Latin name, monkey-esque seaist.
Sea monkeys aren't real.
Chris has a soundbite to prove that you're wrong.
Do they live in the ocean? Do they live anywhere else besides a sea monkey tank? No. They're not real life things.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Nope.
Damn it.
I'm going to write a book about sea monkeys.
Wait a second. So sea monkeys aren't real, but mermaids are real.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, I was a mermaid for 5 seconds.
No, you weren't a mermaid. You were a fucking idiot for 35 years.
For 35 years.
Shut up.
Sea monkeys is a name for brine shrimp.
There you go.
Group of crustaceans that undergo some sort of cryptobiosis.
Maybe we should have Dr. Seuss write this for you.
Yeah.
What?
It's got a, yeah. Sold as so novelty it's a aquarium pets.
See, novelty. So it
doesn't matter. There's still pets. Did you hear the last word?
Should
pets?
I get a jumping bean, too? Because that doesn't that
it's
have
a
like
a bean, you idiot.
But I thought it jumps because there's a worm inside.
What the fuck are you talking about? How much crack did you smoke today?
A jumping bean. When you put it on the table and the light hits it, it gets warm, and the worm inside the bean moves around because he likes the warmth. And that's what a jumping bean is.
You are fucking retarded.
That's truth.
Yeah, what I said is definitely true.
No, there's a worm inside the bean. I'm telling you. There's truth to that. It's fucking real.
I don't know where you come out with this
jumping
shit.
Jumping bean. It's a jumping bean with a worm inside. Come on,
Google
man.
That shit.
Jumping Google bean. It. Come on.
What am I actually Googling?
Jumping bean.
With worms.
Jumping bean.
No, just look up jumping bean. It'll say the worms
okay.
in it.
Okay. All right. Hold on a second. A Mexican jumping bean?
Yeah, man.
Your roommate would never allow Mexicans in your house.
I could get a Venus
flytrap. Sea pods. What's up, Holmes?
Sea pods that have been inhabited by the larva of a small moth.
What a up.
What a op. Fuck you talking about.
Jumps. I was right.
It jumps when heated. She's absolutely correct.
It jumps when what?
When heated.
Where's the worm?
It's a larva of a moth.
You're a larva.
That's such a gross word.
Larva?
Larva.
Larva.
Brett, larva.
Oh, God, I'm going to vomit.
Do it.
So, yeah, so that's... See, look at me knowing my shit. So I'll get that.
Yeah,
I'll get
one out of a million. Good for you.
How about that? Mexican jumping bean.
Mexican jumping bean. I had one before.
Okay, great. So what does that have to do with a fucking sea monkey?
Because I said, oh, I should get that.
But that's a bean.
But that's a pet. It's
no,
a
it's
novelty
not.
Pet.
What?
A jumping bean.
It's not a novelty pet.
It isn't.
A sea monkey is not real.
It's brine shrimp.
But that's what I was trying to say. Sea monkey.
Are shrimps real?
They are. What's a
shrimps
brine?
Are real.
What's brine? What's brine mean? What's
I don't
that?
Fucking know.
What's brine?
I don't fucking know. I look like a dictionary.
You have a plethora of knowledge machine in front of you.
That's what BC stands for.
You know, I went in the Best Buy and asked for that. Last week they had no
you
idea
have a plethora
what
plethora of knowledge machine? I'm looking... preferably a Pentium 2.
Chris's fucking face, his head just... This is why sometimes I wish we had cameras so people can see the reactions.
Oh my God.
I don't know, it's a type of shrimp. It's a...
Brine. Just look up brine, nigga. It's
Artemia is a genus of aquatic crustaceans known as brine shrimp.
What does the word brine mean, Marco?
Fucking no, brine. Brine.
Brine sounds like rust or something.
Brine.
Brine.
Doesn't brine sound brine. Like a color, like rust?
Hello, brine.
Like, what's this? Oh, it's brine. What color is this? It's brine. It sounds like a color.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Solution of salt.
Nigga, they salt.
What the fuck? What the N-word?
Yeah, what's up with that? And what's up with putting your hands up? But you were right again.
I was right. It's salt.
You said color, you crazy fuck.
No, but I'm going back into the past. And in the past, I...
No, you're supposed to burn that, remember? Fucktard.
The shrimp is salt. It's salt shrimp. It doesn't have a soul.
She did not mention anything about salt. Or even...
Not once.
No, but I'm trying to say that it's not a real shrimp. It's not like a crawly around shrimp.
Sure
legs.
It is.
No. It's salt.
Oh, fuck you!
It's
salt. It's salt.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at a picture of a brine shrimp.
Wait, are you serious?
You don't eat the brine shrimp.
Can I say it?
Because it's a fucking pet.
Can I say it?
You can, yeah.
Would you like a brine of shrimp and broccoli?
But you can't buy
yes.
that.
She's like, yes.
That was speaking my language. That woke me up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back to food. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it.
Does it have legs?
It's got like 10 of them. It's not like a typical shrimp.
I don't want to look at it. It's not real. It's novelty.
I don't even know.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. I have a headache.
Like it was made in a laboratory. Right?
No.
Do sea monkeys ever die?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Do they ever die?
I don't know. I'm not God.
Do sea monkeys die, Fob?
What?
Do sea monkeys die?
Why do you think I know the answer?
Fob, you know everything.
You brought it up. I thought you were knowledgeable on it. I'm looking at it on my own.
Good luck with your plethora of knowledge machine. Seriously.
I try to think, but nothing happens.
Is that too long of a title to fit on iTunes?
It might be.
Damn it. Because that's priceless right there. That should be your next tattoo.
Plethora of knowledge machine?
Yeah. P-O-N-M-C. P-O-N-M. Ponem. Plethora of knowledge machine.
Well, now it starts with a K. So.
P.O. Pockham. Two Pockham.
They were invented.
What?
They were invented. Sea monkeys are an invention. How does that work? How do you invent?
They're organisms.
I feel like this is too much for me to learn right now.
Yeah, I think.
Right now, yeah. Take it home, read it. Yeah. Let it soak in.
Put it next to your wall. Give yourself a good 25 years. The whole point of this was you asked, should you get a ferret or a bird? And we said no. You asked and we gave you an answer.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you guys
and,
are right.
And you think you make good life choices?
I do. I asked for your advice because I wasn't 100% sure. And I thought I should talk to people about this before I make a rash decision. Look at me being an adult and shit.
I'll go with the latter part of that.
Oh, thanks. Huh. Interesting.
So you're leaning towards not getting a pet right now.
She'll have one next week.
You have to be committed. Yeah. You can't. You have to be.
She'll come in with another bear paw on the other ass cheek.
Oh, this is Morningstar. He died.
This is Gabriel.
Morningstar. Gabriel.
You know what I meant by that, right?
Yeah. Okay. You know, after that, I think I told you guys, after Lucifer died, like, lots of time had passed, like 5 years or something, and somebody bought me another ferret, and it was insane. I named it Lucius.
Lucius?
Yeah, after Joaquin Phoenix and Gladiator.
Luscious.
And, fucking...
Did it have a hair lip?
No, but
are you not entertained?
It was insane, and it died. It had a heart attack and died.
Lucius.
See? Yeah.
How'd you know it had a heart attack?
It wasn't Joaquin Phoenix. It was the, you know who I'm talking about, in the movie. It wasn't Joaquin Phoenix because it was...
Phoenix. Suck my Phoenix.
But it had a heart attack and died.
How do you know it had a heart attack?
I took to the vet.
They do an autopsy?
No, they said that there's this condition that some ferrets have.
So some ferrets are born with heart disease.
Kinda, yeah. That's essentially what it
was. That sucks, huh?
Like, because of the way it's bred. She said it was probably bred from a, like, a breeder. Probably had some type of retardation.
A retarded ferret?
I'm a little fucked up.
Oh my god, I'm gonna pee my pants.
I just... Never mind. I'm going to keep that.
What? I mean, I was not emotionally attached to this ferret, so you can make fun of
me. No, no. It had nothing to do with the ferret. I was thinking about your tattoo.
What? Lucifer's ball?
Yeah.
Why?
All right. I'm going to say something, and you have to excuse me now.
Say something.
Oh, my God. You're going to be super mean?
Yeah, that's why. Let me just shut up, then. Let me just stop.
Wait, why? No.
No, let me just
stop. Can't do that. You can't start to say something and not finish.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
I don't know. Do you guys want to take it to a vote? You think I should say it?
Just say it.
I say you say it.
It's not my feelings you're going to hurt.
What the fuck? Is it that bad?
I think so, yeah. You're going to take it to heart. That's why I don't want to say it.
I don't feel like you could say anything that would hurt my feelings.
Okay, you want me to say it then?
Okay, yeah. All right,
great,
grand. All
right. I got to imagine it's got to be the most annoying and, like, disgusting thing to look at when you're getting fucked in the ass. Or not in the ass, but from behind.
Why?
I don't know. It's got to be such an unsightly thing to see.
It's not there.
I know. It's, like, on the side, right? Yeah. It's still.
It's, like, on my, like, the top of my butt.
You never get side fucked or whatever.
Yeah, but I have other tattoos around it. It's not just a paw.
What is around it?
It's a plethora of bullshit.
It's like, remember the Believe and stuff like that?
A plethora of tattoo cheek.
Remember? I got the Believe tattooed around it.
Yeah, but I thought that was part of the tattoo.
No.
So Believe has nothing to do with the paw?
No, I tried to explain that to you guys at the time.
I think we tuned out at that point.
Yeah,
you did.
Believe in ferrets.
Once Gary Busey called in and said, Believe in ferrets.
And I was just like, guys, you're not listening to me. And you're like, buddy, let's make fun of
it. Get a tattoo of a sea monkey. I'd go for some brine shrimp. No, I was just because I'm thinking about, you know, tatted bitches and.
Well, that's not offensive.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad.
I can understand you. I don't feel, and I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure you said this before. I don't think that you like tattoos. on women.
Depends where they are, but exactly. I don't necessarily need them.
And depends what
them.
They are. Where well, they
yeah,
are,
I mean, if
are.
I see a fucking, you know, Therapal skull
on, an
on
ass,
a chick's box,
like
I'm going to be a little nervous. It's almost like a warning label on a pack of cigarettes. Could cause cancer or, you know, the clap or something. AIDS.
I'd still get face-to-face with the skull.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I just, I'm not a big fan of...
No, I get it.
Yeah, I didn't mean that specifically on you, but... No, I didn't. I just meant chicks in general. But yeah, it's kind of... I would really turn me off if I was looking at a jiggling bear paw.
A jiggling? It's not in a jiggly spot.
So when you're getting rammed, you don't jiggle? You're tight as a drum all over?
No, but not there.
You have no
oh, wait,
loose...
I guess it is a little jiggly.
You have no loose flesh or anything?
When he smacks the ass and the ripples...
It's. I feel like it's in such an awkward spot that your back doesn't really ripple, does
it's like
it?
The, it's like the paws waiting.
No, but
to
you're.
I mean, I guess like, it's on the top of my butt.
Like the. I mean, I don't know. It's like the ripple effect. Like if someone pushes you, like your body kind of moves forward. You know what I mean? If
yeah.
You're, that's what I mean. Like I don't mean it's like all flappy and you know it's got wings and shit. Like I mean, like you know, seeing it just. Jiggle a little bit.
Oh, you, yeah, I get what you're saying.
And be kind of like, what am I doing? What? Who am I fucking?
I don't think a guy would care about that.
Probably not.
Mm. Yeah, he's too concerned about the herpes.
He's praying
or
the guy
that
doesn't break. He's concerned. He had a condom big enough to put his balls in there.
Oh, my God.
Use the Glad bag.
Ziploc.
It's got to be a train wreck down there, right?
God damn you.
I'll miss you, Lovis.
I don't. Bastards.
That vagina is ground zero, man.
My vagina is a national treasure.
She's got like a huge vagina from fucking so many other guys.
I have not huge vagina.
She has great confidence in her pussy.
Yes.
She has vaginal hubris.
What's that? That sounds bad.
You have it and it is. Oh my God, I have to go to the doctor. I have hubris.
What's that?
All right, let's take a break.
We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal? Yes. The fuck?
We're
of course.
Talk about their amazing color.
Do you know what their amazing callers are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in code word jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network. Don't forget, you can go on riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money. Like Christian Sosa, thanks, big ups. You donated some money, we appreciate it.
Big ups.
We appreciate
big ups.
We appreciate the love.
Big ups.
He wrote a little note saying how much he loves us, so
big ups, nigga.
Big ups. Okay.
Christian Sosa.
You know what a salsa is?
Thank you, salsa. No, that's a hossa. That's a pig that don't fly straight. Thank you, Christian Sosa. Tell Alex hello.
Nice.
Tell Alex to donate.
Yeah, right?
Hell yeah. Got a little clarification on Dr. Seuss. From Dr. Steve.
Okay.
He was actually he had a PhD in English literature.
Like British English?
He wasn't a medical doctor, basically.
Picard in the hat.
And his name, real name was Ted Geisel.
I don't care.
Ted what?
Geisel.
Ted Geisel.
Ah, just a little tidbit for you guys.
Nobody gives a shit.
Thank you, Dr. Steve.
Thanks, Dr. Steve.
No the power problem. Of Google.
I think Dr. Steve's a smart dude. I think he just whipped that one out.
I think he is a smart dude.
Wouldn't be the first time he whipped one out for you, huh?
Oh, I'm not a gay.
Whoa, is that how we do it?
Oh.
Unfortunately, Missy didn't whip one out for him.
I know.
No, she just stiffed him.
No.
He was trying to stiff her.
Yeah.
It's my boy. He's cool, peeps.
He's your boy so much that you fucking just bounced on him.
Peace, fucker.
Bye, nigga.
Bye, nigga.
Holy shit.
Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Did you guys know Joe Dirt 2 is coming out?
Why? Well, wait.
Fucking darker neck.
That's crazy. You want to hear a crazy sequel that's coming out that I saw a preview of when I went to go see Dumb and Dumber 2?
Yes.
Paul Blart 2.
Oh my god.
Is that how is
that movie bombed?
Yeah, bombed.
Why the fuck are they making a sequel then?
I don't know.
That movie was bad.
It was terrible.
I hate it, Paul Blart.
That was a really bad movie.
They don't
make my balls drop. Ball blart.
Forget it. I'm done.
They don't. Reach puberty. How do you still do that at 40?
I got sick, motherfucker.
You're sick still?
Yeah.
There's a sequel to This Is 40.
How did the sequel look? How did the previews look?
Oh my God, it's bad. First of all, I don't remember this from the first horrible movie, but he's married to like a fat maid or something.
I don't think he was married in the first one.
Well, he's married in this one. Looks
like.
He had the hots for the chick that worked.
Yeah,
it
wasn't her. It
wasn't
her. It was like, she's like this fat Mexican maid.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And they're like in Hawaii for some convention or some. No, they go to Vegas because he's trying to get a job as Vegas security because it's like the mecca of security.
Oh.
Oh God, it looks. Fucking,
it sounds terrible.
It sounds bad.
I don't know why. I don't know what Kevin James is thinking. Like, just because you haven't had a movie in a while doesn't mean you have to make a shitty one.
No.
Just hold out for the good one. You know what I mean?
Did he write the original?
Probably.
I don't know.
What would make him think to write a second one? It was so bad.
Maybe to try and make it better.
Well, he didn't set
pull
the bar
off
too
the
high.
Shelves.
Yeah,
pull the first one know. Off the shelves. That's how you make it better.
It didn't become like a cult classic, right? Like outside of the movies, it made like a shitload of DVD sales or something.
No.
I did not like that.
No,
movie.
Probably
no. They went straight to trash.
Yeah.
Probably don't cost a lot to make. You know.
It doesn't matter,
they
man.
They probably made money on the first one.
I'm sure he made money, but still, it just that's not.
That's
I'd
garbage.
Like Joe Dirt sounds like Godfather 2 compared to.
Joe Dirt is one of my favorite movies of all time.
It would be.
I love Joe Dirt.
No shit. It's like your whole family's like Joe Dirt. Laughs like a garden, dig it.
I love that. I love Joe Dirt.
Missy Dirt.
Speaking to the mic.
Come on, you didn't think Joe Dirt was funny at all?
Christopher Walken, is he back in it? Because if he's not, I'm not watching
it. I'm sure he'll be in it.
No, I'm not. I don't think he will be doing it.
I think he will. They're boys, man. They're mad tight, him and David Spade.
Where do you get your fucked up information from?
I always
from?
See them out together.
What are you talking about? Where are you hanging out that you see Christopher Walken and David
like
Spade?
Like in Celebrity TMZ.com.
I've never heard anything about Christopher Walken and David Spade.
Never. That's an odd
yeah,
couple.
That you're making shit up.
I'm not making it up.
Yeah, you're making shit up. You
I'm
need
not
to stop.
Making it up.
Don't talk crazy.
I'm not talking crazy. They're friends.
Yeah, you found that on page 81 of your Google search.
I thought they were boys.
No.
I'm pretty sure they are. I think Christopher Walken would be in the second
he
one.
He won't be.
I think they'll all be in the second one.
No, why would they be? It doesn't make sense.
Because that movie's so good because of everybody in it.
Movie's so good.
The
movie was watchable because of Christopher Walken.
Funny.
The whole scene with him talking to the fucking thing on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, that was the best part of the movie.
That was a good part.
That was it.
I like Joe Dirt's character.
Who?
Joe Dirt.
You can relate, right?
Dang.
He was lovable.
Dang.
You're my sister. You're the first sister. Person to ever call David Spade lovable.
I love David Spade.
The only time David Spade was lovable was when Chris Farley was alive.
Yeah, he was good then.
They were the only... Them two didn't even hang out in Hollywood circles. I doubt that him and Christopher Walken hang out in Hollywood circles.
I'm pretty sure they're friends.
I really don't think so. Since Christopher Walken's a senior citizen now,
so?
I just don't see David Spade hanging out in them circles.
I don't... I think they are.
No.
I think they go out to dinner and shit.
I think you're full of shit.
I'm not, you man. I've seen it.
I want proof. State your source.
Google it.
Fuck Google. You Google it.
I think there was a picture that they happened to be at the same restaurant at the
it
same time.
It was probably
time,
the fucking red carpet showing of Joe Dirt. And it became 80 times they hung out.
Dude, I'm not making it up.
I guarantee you, if we were to get Christopher Walken on the phone... He'd probably be like, who's David Spade? Why would he know who the fuck it is?
I think his first question would be, who the fuck are the Jersey Jets?
Right.
You know, he's doing a live version of Peter Pan.
I saw
see
that.
That shit?
Yeah, I saw that.
Peter.
It's got to be bad, right? It's got
to. I don't know. I don't fucking like Peter Pan to begin with, but Christopher Walken is Captain Hook. I just don't see how he's going to pull off the part.
I don't see it either.
Is that the one where the girl's playing?
Like, what if he?
Yeah.
I don't. For all we know, he's senile. I'm hearing cats in my headphones. Yeah, he could be senile, for all we know.
He's not senile.
I don't think he realizes the parts he's taking.
He doesn't turn nothing down. You know, he just seems like he takes all every part.
Well, he has
what's
a
the last movie's been?
He has a fixed number, a dollar amount for you to get him. If we could raise that fixed number,
right.
He would do the
He'll
show.
Do it?
Yeah, yeah. Donate. Thank you for my half a mil.
Listen, guys, donate. We'll have
yeah,
for
yeah. We
on.
Should have like a let's do a Kickstarter
walkathon.
Right, a walkathon.
Yeah, there you go.
Walkathon.
Who the fuck is walking?
Walkathon. No.
I got
that's
it.
An error, yeah. You obviously didn't get the pun. Has something to do with your balls not dropping. I don't know.
What is the last movie that he's done, though? What do you mean he just takes everything? What does he do? What
well,
does
I mean, he doesn't
do
great movies anymore. Every once in a while, he'll land in a good movie, like Wedding Crashers, you know.
Yeah.
But he's also done some shitty movies since, too.
Like what?
I don't fucking remember.
Okay.
I'm not his agent.
IMDb.
Yeah. I'm not his agent. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just making that up.
Oh, really? I'm making shit up. Really?
I mean, you can't give me any answers.
Dude, seriously. Like, this fucking cunt is telling me I'm making shit up. Like, really?
I mean...
Apparently him and fucking Spade are besties. And all of a sudden, I'm making shit up. You gonna cry, Joe Dirt? You gonna cry? Get some Wab burgers and some French fries.
I think he'll be in it again, too.
Oh, fuck off.
I don't even think that Brandy chick is in it.
She's married to Cole Hauser.
In real life?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I thought she was married to... I thought she liked black
They're
dudes.
Twin sisters.
She has twins. I mean, she's part of twins.
Gotcha.
She's on half of a twin.
Yeah, her daughter's apparently whores, too. She has twins. They're fucked, too.
All right, last couple of movies. Jersey Boys. Turks and Caicos, which is a TV movie. God's Behaving Badly. The Power of Few.
Viewers.
A Late Quartet.
Is that our show?
I rest my case.
A Late Quartet. Seven Psychopaths.
Oh, I like that movie.
That was good.
Stand Up Guys. Dark Horse. Kill the Irishman.
Jesus Christ, I've never heard of any Life's of these.
I rest my case.
None of them.
$5 Day.
That's how much it costs to get me here.
Balls of Fury. Hairspray. Man
Balls
of the Year.
Fury, I forgot about that.
Click.
Or as the Chinese say, ping pong.
Click, that was forever ago.
Around the Bend.
Suicide Kings.
He was great in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kangaroo Jack.
That was great.
They're doing a sequel. He's going to be in it.
Now Google if he's friends with David Spade.
Do I really have to?
Yeah, do it, because I...
Use your plethora of knowledge machine.
Yeah.
I will.
Before I Mike Tyson this bitch.
Oh, shit. All he wanted was this little ball. He does not want you touching him.
No.
All of a sudden, this show turned into Cat Fancy.
Oh, he looked at me funny.
What did Google say? You're a fucking idiot.
That they're best pals.
So stupid. There's
nothing about it.
Yeah,
it says nothing.
They probably don't even live in the same state.
I thought they lived in California.
You don't know that.
What are you, the realtor?
Yeah, like seriously, you obviously don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Where would you get this from?
From like a celebrity thing, like US Weekly or something, or Us Weekly, or
TMZ.
I don't like TMZ. It's probably sweetie. Not.
Does anybody read the NY Post?
Kid Rock, Christopher Walken, the star in Joe Dirt 2.
There you go.
All right. Well, he's going to be in the second one.
What a question.
So now
mark.
You'll no, say
it's
it.
Got a question mark. Sorry.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Here's what I want to know. Try to find someone who took a selfie as they're about to get eaten by a shark. That's something I'm interested in.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you. That's the point.
Fuck you.
Whoa, there's a shot coming. Quick, grab a cell phone. Where's Spade?
Says nothing about.
No.
No.
No, I swear. I thought
I bet you even if he did go to page 81, you still wouldn't find anything about
Maybe
it.
Maybe I saw it on his Twitter.
Oh, wait. They play bingo together.
Shut up.
They take long walks. Yeah. They
Fuck
hang out.
You.
Yeah.
We collect seashells on the beach.
Bastards.
Piss clams.
I probably saw something on his Twitter then.
Oh, yeah. Christopher Walken with an active Twitter account.
No, David Spade has an active Twitter account.
I don't know where you get your information from.
Yeah,
this.
Seriously.
It's all somewhere. I wouldn't just make it up.
No, like I said, you probably saw a picture that they happened to be in the same place at the same
time.
Yeah,
and you just automatically gave them like a 20-year history.
No, I just thought
long,
they had fun.
Lasting friendship.
I just thought they were friends.
You think that everybody that does movies and shows together become like best friends?
No, but
I think Christopher Walken killed Chris Farley so he can get closer to David Spade. He laced his coke. He was the king of New York.
Oh my God.
Don't say that. That's fucking. I like Chris Farley. Oh, man.
Miss
that would that be amazing or what if that came out?
It's a good conspiracy theory. I like that one.
I don't. That was terrible. You're awful.
I liked it. Sorry, Miss. There's no. I cannot verify that.
No worries. Because
it doesn't exist.
I'll find it.
Why don't you stalk Spade? Why are you friends with Spade on Twitter?
I like him a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you Google Earth.
He's one of my favorites.
Maybe you can catch them walking on the sidewalk.
Shut
Did
up.
You say walking?
You got the pun?
Ridiculous. Redonkulous.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Shut up.
A fucking retard.
Take a fucking sock in it, you cow!
Oh. All right.
It's like, hey,
what the fuck just happened?
Oh, something
fell. Everything falls here.
Yeah, what did you drop?
His mouse again, probably.
Not his ball.
See? It was his mouse.
The mouse. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So you're excited for Joe Dirt too, huh?
Fucking A.
So you think Joe Dirt is funnier than Dumb and Dumber?
I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
That Jesus settles Christ. It. You need to be committed.
I don't
ASAP.
Get. I don't like the humor. I explained this to you.
So you like white trash humor? Okay,
yeah,
I'll leave you alone.
I like the humor in Joe Dirt. I thought it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
You can relate.
So it was cute, yes. That he was wheeling around a big turd from an airplane.
That part I didn't like that much. I didn't think it was that funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I laughed a couple times during the movie. It wasn't like fucking terrible, but
it wasn't Blazing Saddles.
There's no reason to make a sequel to that
movie. There isn't.
I'm so excited for a sequel of it.
You and 10 other people.
Shit. The rest of the cast.
Enough people will watch it, I feel. I feel like it'll be a success.
I guarantee you, I will bet you any amount of movie when that's released, we have this now recorded, that movie will never hit number one at the box office.
I can agree with that.
It won't hit five.
You know what? I probably would take that bet too. It will not make top billing at the box office.
It won't make the top five?
No.
I don't know. I think it may.
No.
A lot of trailer parks around.
The fuck does that mean?
A lot of white trash that like that can relate
to
that.
Dude, they live in trailers. They can't afford to go to a fucking $13 movie.
They're going to go to a drive-in. They'll take their whole house, hide the kids in the cabinet.
Throw them in it. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. We have it on record.
So you think they're going to be number one?
I don't think it'll be number one.
Why not?
I don't know.
You think a lot of people are waiting for
it. What about they put it out against like nothing?
I still think a movie that's been out for 6 weeks will beat it at the box office. Let's say.
Yeah, I think it's one of those movies that's going to make like $14 million the opening weekend, if that.
They'll be happy with that.
No. Yeah, I was going to say that's more than they would expect. I think it won't even make maybe half that. Half that. Maybe $7 million opening weekend.
It'll be like Guiding Eye Spear League.
I think Paul Blart 2 will make the same amount of money. Actually, that's a good.
That'll make more.
They should release those two at the same time to see which three people actually go to the movies that weekend.
I would love to see that. Who wins out that war?
I think that Joe.
Assholes.
I think Joe Dirt would be Paul Blart, though. Don't you?
Did you just finger bang?
Yes.
I saw your middle finger disappear.
He's walking funny now.
Walking.
He's out.
Do I think Joe Dirt 2 will beat out Paul Blart 2?
Like if they were,
I really don't think
this
should
other.
Be a discussion that we should waste on this show.
All right. I think that Joe Dirt would win.
I mean, I would think Joe Dirt 2 would win over Paul Blart 2, but I still don't see the relevance in either one. Like, let's say, all right, so the Avengers movie comes out, I think, next May, right? Okay. And let's just say it comes out next May.
Okay.
And let's say they release Joe Dirt 2 in July, first weekend of July, which would be stupid, really.
They would never do that.
But let's say they did. The Avengers would still win at the box office.
I agree
with that.
2 months
later. 3 months later.
I still think it's good, even if it wasn't. I mean, I don't know.
You got to think of all the blockbusters that are coming out in 2015.
I don't think it's going to be a blockbuster.
No, I'm saying. Okay. Think of all the blockbusters that are coming out in 2015.
Yeah.
You got the Avengers. You got the Superman versus Batman. Like, everyone's fucking dying to see that.
The Peanuts
I think
movie?
It's next. Is that next year or 2016?
It might be 2016. Okay. I remember thinking it was way long.
The Peanuts are coming out with a movie, too, that looks awesome. What? Kids movies always make a lot of money.
Okay.
Am I
don't
wrong?
Think the Peanuts are relevant nowadays.
I think the it Peanuts are
really
going to take number one.
What do you mean it looks really good?
It looks different. Like it looks like
they
it's
give
in with the
Charlie
times.
Brown a little more hair?
No, you know
one
how.
Is nuts.
No, you know
is
how.
Is it a cartoon or is it real like live action?
No, it's a cartoon. But remember how Charlie Brown was always like just like one dimensional. Like it never really. Like it always. You always kind of look like yeah. It doesn't look like that. It looks different. I watched the trailer yesterday.
So now it's like Family Guy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not gonna sound. Doesn't sound great.
It looks awesome.
It looks awesome. You believe
hopefully
that?
It's three-dimensional, so they reach out of the screen and slap Missy across the face.
I would love that if Snoopy slapped me.
It's just updated. It's drawn as an updated.
Yeah, you know, it looks cool.
Looks like anything you see on, like, Disney Junior. Well, you guys won't watch Disney Junior, but it's anything like that.
Faggot. Oh, my God. Who the hell
thank you.
Cares?
I was looking for something.
How do you bring up peanuts in the middle of talking about?
Because he was talking about movies that he thinks are going to make a lot of money in 2015. And that's coming out in 2015. I think that'll make a lot of money.
Okay, but I'm talking about like real movies. That movie's not going to make a lot of money compared to the ones I named.
Those two that you named will probably make a lot of money.
Yeah. Avengers will easily win the year as far as the amount of money it makes. It did the last time. Why wouldn't it do it again? Especially now you got Red Reddington in it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, fucking...
Hello, Lizzie.
You got... what's his name? I forgot his name. What's his real name?
Who?
The actor.
James Spader?
James Spader, yeah. So, I mean, that movie's going to make a shit ton of money. And I know... I don't remember off the top of my head what other movies are coming out next year, but they're supposed to be... like they're saying next year is going to be like one of the biggest years of movies ever.
That's good.
Yeah. I just don't think Joe Dirt is going to fall in there.
I think it'll be good. I think it's. I'm excited about
God,
it.
David Spade, like you see how bad he looks now.
I haven't seen him. Now.
Well, yeah, you saw Grown Ups too, right?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, you see him. He looks like fucking worn out.
He's older.
He's older, but he looks like a skinny old lady. You know what I mean? He looks like one of the Golden Girls. but yeah, him as Joe Dirt, like. I don't know. It's stupid.
There's no need for
now.
What can they do what can they do with the movie? It makes no sense, man. You gotta let that one lie.
No way. It's good. It'll be good. I'm excited.
Yeah. I'll pass.
Yeah. You know. I'll wait till it comes on HBO.
I don't think it's going to HBO. Maybe like
Encore. It's going to HBO the week after it comes out in the movie theater.
Yeah. Maybe go straight to DVD.
We'll see.
You can watch it on your plethora of knowledge machine.
There's hundreds of comedies that I'd rather see them make a part two.
That I don't want.
That I don't want.
Right.
Over Joe Dirt.
Yeah, me too. I'm the same way, man. I there's certain comedies that shouldn't have a sequel. You know? Like, but I'd rather see Blazing Saddles too. Honestly, I would. I'd rather see a Blazing Saddles too. I'd rather see a... God, I can't remember the name of it. The movie with Eddie Murphy and what's it? Richard Pryor and it took place
Harlem
in
Nights.
Harlem Nights. I'd rather see a Harlem Nights too.
Harlem Nights was fucking awesome.
I know it was, but do you think there should be a sequel?
Half the cast is dead.
I'm saying, let's just say, all right. So, but would you rather see a sequel of that than Joe Dirt?
Oh,
two?
Absolutely.
Or Paul Blart too?
They could fucking stuff Richard Pryor and just wheel him out. I'd rather watch that.
I don't care.
I don't want him to scratch my coat. He was doing it earlier.
Don't put your coat there, then.
Put it on the couch.
I didn't even look at that.
You all right, miss? You comfortable now?
Yeah, I just don't want him scratching my coat.
All right.
You done?
Yeah.
Distracted a little?
Yeah, there's a million movies they should make sequels to before they make... Joe Dirt.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm excited for Joe Dirt. So.
I agree.
I mean, whose fucking idea was that?
It's his. He wrote
probably
it.
David Spade.
Of course he did.
Who else is going to write Joe Dirt 2? Honestly, who's going to write Joe Dirt 2?
Big comeback.
Yeah. Guess what? It didn't work when he was in Grown Ups 2. Nobody even noticed him.
Nope.
Well, he's with three fucking funny people and then him.
Missy, all right?
Yeah. I have cancer.
Get it all out.
There's a scratch. There's a tickle.
What the fuck is your problem?
Oh, shit.
You got it?
Yeah, it was a tickle in my tube.
In a your tickle tube. In a tube.
You stupid fucking cunt.
Huge heroin fan.
You idiot.
Oh, man. Shit.
There's a tickle in my tube. That sounds like a pedophile channel on cable.
Tickle tube.
Somebody turn on tickle tube.
I was speaking of pedophiles. Wait, no.
Huh?
What?
Never mind.
What?
What?
Say what you were going
fuck?
To say.
Yeah, forget
say
it.
Say what you were going to say, even if it has nothing to do with pedophiles.
I was
stupid.
What are you?
Are you a pedophile?
I was going to say something about Bill Cosby, but he's not a pedophile.
We don't know. He might as well be.
He's like, I was going to be like, oh, Bill Cosby.
The thought rapist.
Oh, my God.
What about Bill Cosby?
I'm Bailey. So not a raper.
He was my nigger.
Apparently he raped everyone.
Allegedly.
Allegedly raped everyone.
Really?
Yeah, Janice Dickinson even said that he raped her. Now. Like everyone's saying it.
They all have the same. They all have the same.
Who the fuck is Janice Dickinson?
She was like a supermodel back then.
She was like, she considers herself the first supermodel ever.
Janice Dickinson?
She's a mess.
Yeah, she's a mess.
Okay.
When she was younger, she was hot, but she hasn't been hot in a really long time.
He used to spike
you're
their drinks.
Admit you're a big whore. Go ahead.
So Bill Cosby raped Janice Dickinson?
That's what she's saying now.
She woke up and her panties were off and he was...
And she's like...
eating a pudding pop. Yeah.
And this was like...
Oh, thanks for the good time.
You black motherfuckers.
But apparently this was in like 1986 or something.
See, I don't understand that. Bill Cosby's been famous for a long time. He doesn't need to rape anybody. He just got tons of pussy.
Right.
Didn't this all come about because some comedian...
Hannibal Buress.
Yeah, he said it... Didn't he say it in Philly, too?
He said it in Philly, yeah.
Yeah, it's like he was... He did a set at Helium, I think, too, right?
Yeah.
Truck.
At the truck. And he went on this spiel about if you Google Bill Cosby rape and all this shit, and then it fucking blew up since then, and apparently he's raped all of the world at this point.
I don't think he's ever visited me.
All women.
He knows not to come near me. The pudding's gone.
But that's what it seems like. And then the first woman that came out and said something about it, she was on Fox News or something, and this reporter asked her.
He made her suck his dick.
Yeah. Bill Cosby made this chick suck his dick. And the reporter said, well...
Slow!
Like a pun.
Well, there's other ways to get out of doing that. Like, you didn't have to suck his dick. You could have used your teeth or something.
Yeah.
But he was, like, saying this on TV, and the chick's like, oh, I never thought of that. And I was like,
what do you mean you never thought
of it?
No.
So now all the craziness of Bill Cosby. And apparently he was supposed to like do a bunch of stuff. He had a TV show coming out.
Yeah, another TV show.
He's supposed
to be pulled?
Like, yeah. Everything. Even like
just him raping different girls.
Today we have Nancy. Bend over, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
He teaches you how to roofie girls.
Bitches say the darndest things. shit.
Oh.
That was the show. Oh my god, that's great.
Isn't it crazy though how he did all this stuff so long ago and it's all coming to bite him
in
the ass
now?
Well,
there's nothing different that happened at Penn State.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, just
now
like
it's all coming to a head, no pun intended. You know what's funny about Bill Cosby? One of the only few things is, well, no, he's a funny comic.
Yeah.
But he, you remember the whole the rumor around the black comedians, the male black comedians, was Bill Cosby really did not respect all the cursing,
right,
that a lot of black comedians, Eddie Murphy, even Richard Pryor, because he started way before Richard Pryor did.
Fuck you, you black.
What's so funny about it is that he, you know, he had this like this, you know, regalness about himself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, don't, you know, you can be funny without cursing. You don't have to curse. You know, people just think even lesser of you, especially in this day and age, or they're trying to keep a black man down.
Right.
Yet he rapes. There's the fun part.
But that, he did it in secret, so it was okay.
That's
but,
why he's a piece of shit.
But you don't know that this
well,
is real.
Allegedly.
Right. Allegedly.
He's a piece of shit. If he did rape these women, he's a piece of shit.
Allegedly. Right. Let's not, you know. We don't know. We don't know what the fuck happened with this guy.
We don't know all the 30 women.
I think the strangest part of this whole story is that Bill Cosby had a TV show coming out. Like,
yeah.
Who's clamoring to see Bill Cosby anymore?
Isn't
hey,
he
man,
like 80?
It's one of the highest yeah. rated TV shows ever in history.
30 years ago.
I know, but I mean,
but I didn't even know.
Would
he
you
was
be
still
interested
alive.
If Jerry Seinfeld was going to do another show in 10 years?
Jerry Seinfeld's still somewhat young. And
well, that's not my point. In 10 years, it'll be like almost 30 years since fucking Seinfeld.
It was, gonna, was it going to be a sitcom? Like, he was going to be like the. You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it gonna be like a
people
sitcom?
Watching think you are fucked
I
up.
I think so.
Yeah. You have an asshole itch.
itchy butt.
No, was it a sitcom?
I don't. I'm asking. I think it was.
Stop! Don't look at him.
He's scratching.
He's not scratching you. You're egging him on.
No.
You have ADD.
I don't have ADD.
Yes, you do.
He's attacking me.
What are you doing?
He's not fucking attacking you.
I don't. I think it was a sitcom. I'm pretty sure it was a sitcom,
like the Hustables type of sitcom.
I don't think like, it was oh. anything like that.
No.
But I don't think it was a
no,
big family.
No, because he raped all the females on the show.
I just
yes,
who's
anybody
dying
come
to see
his
Bill Cosby?
Defense at all?
No.
Well, he's not
no
a pedophile,
one, right?
So the kids wouldn't fucking the kids that were on that show that are now adults wouldn't say anything because
right.
they don't know nothing. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe Claire Huxtable
yeah.
got butt-fucked one too many times behind the camera.
So she thinks, well, if he was drinking or if he was putting stuff in their drinks.
Is that what he was, is that
apparently,
what the,
yeah.
that's the allegedness
yeah.
of
that's
him?
The alleged,
that really?
That was his move.
That's why, like, I guess he got off on
and he
everything.
Even had a joke about something like that similar.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell was the joke?
I don't know. I haven't heard it, but I heard them talking about it.
You ever forget your roofies at home? What do you do then?
Allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Please.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But seriously, how old is he?
Innocent until proven guilty.
They're not going to. They're not going to.
Can they even reopen all these cases, or is it going to be pure speculation?
Statute of limitations. What's up?
So his just he went his whole entire career.
Not unless somebody comes out now that never came out before. That's a new case.
Well, Janice.
He could still get in trouble for it now, for whoever mentions it for now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't think he did anything recent. I mean, you never know.
He's probably got a shit ton of Viagra.
Hell yeah.
You would think now would be when he needs the roofies. Because
yeah.
no 20-year-old girl knows who the fuck he is.
No. And Camille ain't doing shit anymore for him.
What went wrong? in his life that he started doing this? When his son died?
I don't know.
I think it was before that.
Yeah, I think it was when he was just...
Like, in the height of his fame.
Before the Cosby Show, I think, wasn't it?
I think so. It was Janis Dickinson saying it was in 1986 that it happened. I don't know. I don't remember being that young watching the Cosby Show.
Cosby Show started in the late 80s, didn't it?
So I assumed.
Actually, what was it, like 86, 87 maybe? No, 80, yeah. Something like that.
I would say mid to late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
And it was on for, what, a good 10 years? Something like that, close
forever,
to that?
I feel.
Yeah, and he's the, so he's the one that had, like, Lisa Bonet fired because she got pregnant, like, unmarried.
Mm-hmm. And, you whore!
It was probably his kid.
Yeah, that's why he fired her.
1984. Cosby Show.
Wow.
Wow. Holy shit.
I was 10 years old. You don't remember being that young when you saw the show?
I wasn't 10 years old. I was 5.
So you were young.
Yeah.
The way you said it, you sounded like you were a teenager when the show came out.
No, I feel like I probably started watching.
She's too busy emptying her panties full of Skittles.
Oh, my God.
Is that what the gushers mean?
Oh, my God.
Fish juice.
Oh. Ew. It was M&M's.
But, not in your panties, not in your hands.
No, I do remember watching it when I was like 10 years old. But I remember watching reruns on like Nick at Night or something.
Mm.
You know? Mm.
I just remember that stupid dance he used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only black guy on the planet that doesn't have rhythm. Hey, man.
They won't even let him live the rest of his life out in peace.
No, he's like screwed. His
if this is true, he's lucky he's not going to jail.
Right.
Yeah. He got away with it.
Good for him.
It's like OJ got away with murder. Got away with rape.
He wasn't in a court of law. He didn't get away with shit.
No.
It never got to
right.
It never got to. He got. Why?
I mean, there's nothing stopping Missy from going to the cops tomorrow and says we all raped her tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's basically the same fucking thing that's going on.
Yeah, but 30 the different women difference. Did it.
Yeah,
he probably sexually harassed, but not raped them.
So 30 different women would just probably make it up.
Listen, man, there's a lot of fucking dudes out there that have sexually harassed women. You know, they'll sit there, they'll like pat them on the ass. Or Chris, perfect example. You know, with Chris's famous line, let me see your tits. So there's no reason why, you know.
I'm hungry. Take those breasts out.
A lot of these chicks are models, actresses.
Of course,
actresses,
he's a man.
That want to be. You know,
I'll help you get in.
Exactly.
You want the part?
Sit on my casting couch. That whole thing.
Good for him. Use your power to get
exactly.
That
man. Exactly. He's like the Black Yoda. The Force is strong with this one. Oh my
God. Why not? Do or do not.
You know what, though? Before any of this shit came out, everybody loved Bill Cosby. Now everyone's fucking hating him for no reason. There's no proof. Whatever. Leave the guy in peace.
And all because of...
Well, a lot of the black comics are going after him because, you know, he doesn't like the fact that they curse and everything. So
yeah, but that shit, that day is done. That was like, you know... He can say whatever he wants now, but that's what rules comedy right now. And it's absolutely. Not, you don't have to be black to curse.
Nope.
All the famous comedians curse. Louis C.K., Louis
the
Black,
only ones that don't curse
Kevin
are
Hart.
Like fucking Jerry Seinfeld and
Kevin James.
James.
Yeah. There's a few others. There's that one dude who's really good. I just don't remember his name. He does the clean comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's Brian Regan.
That's it.
Yeah. But whatever. I mean, look, teach their own. But my point is that no one had a problem with Bill Cosby up until this shit came out. Now everyone's already, you know, sentenced him to death over this. And nothing even happened. I mean, there's no jury. There's no judge. There's no fucking courtroom yet. What the fuck? I mean,
yeah.
you know.
You're talking 20, 30 years later. They're coming out of the woodwork.
It's ridiculous. It's nuts. Now, if he were to fucking... Now, if one of them had a kid by him and improved the DNA test, you know, or the DNA test proved it was his kid...
It doesn't prove rape.
It well, proves that they had
no,
sex.
It doesn't. Right, but I'm saying if he goes around saying I never touched this woman,
right,
and then this fucking kid comes out,
look, Dad, he has your sweater.
Yeah, yeah.
Dad, can I have a Coke?
Right. You think Temple's gonna pull all his shit off the walls?
Probably.
No more speaking gigs at Temple.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
He was their biggest, you know.
Hey, man, happened to Joe Pa. Why wouldn't it happen to him, you know?
I mean, I think he has a whole fucking
wing. It was proven that Joe Pa was involved in that. There's nothing proven.
I know.
It's just allegations against him.
But PC, in the PC world we live in, and that's not a plethora of knowledge machine. This is a different PC. in the PC world we live in, you know, Temple doesn't want the bad rap. So they may, you know, kind of shy away from any Cosby related activities, or even, you know.
Oh, say what you want. Have you seen where Temple's at? He's the least guilty person in that neighborhood.
That's true.
That's a neighborhood.
There's like six robberies.
I hate to break it to you, but nobody who actually lives in that neighborhood goes to Temple.
Yeah.
Unless they're Muslim and it's an actual temple.
Yeah. That's a shady neighborhood.
It's my old neighborhood.
It's scary as shit.
Thank you. Yep.
No, I don't see any reason to start pulling shit down. Unless, yeah, it's proven that he did it. Like, leave the fuck alone. It's just people making accusations. They're probably true.
All right.
I mean, if one or two girls said, oh, yeah, he raped me, you'd be like, bullshit. When, like, 30 people come out, it sounds like it was a fucking habit of his. But good for him. He didn't get caught.
Apparently, there was hush money involved back in the day.
Good for him.
Well,
it's a good way to spend your dough.
There's really no proof. I'm sure hush money was cash. So, you know, nobody can say.
My best friends call me Cash.
He paid him in pudding pops.
Yeah. Lifetime supply.
Here's a swirl.
You like fruit? Strawberry?
And don't forget, you know, he's responsible for Fat Albert, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big cartoon growing up.
Yeah.
Obakabe.
What else did he do?
Leonard Part 6.
Everybody kept talking about that, but I don't think I've ever seen that.
Leonard Part 6?
Yeah, there's no point. It was so bad that it didn't even make the first five.
It's a movie?
I can't believe it's three shows I've been on in a row that Leonard Part 6 came up. Like, honestly, this is crazy. It's like Twilight Zone episode.
Is it that bad? Is that the only movie he's ever done?
No, he's done other movies. He did Ghost Dad. Right?
Was that yeah.
I don't remember anything else off the top of my head. I think he might have realized after those two bombs.
Stick to TV.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he did.
But you know what, though? Honestly, the thing that I respect about Bill Cosby most is his stand-up. When I was growing up, he was one of the most popular stand-up comedians. Like, Bill Cosby himself to this day is still one of my favorite fucking stand-ups to watch.
Sure.
Even now, if it pops up on HBO or something, I will watch it.
He had that one special. Yeah.
Bill Cosby himself. Well, no, he had tons of specials,
but there was one that I remember.
It was Bill Cosby himself, yeah.
It was in a dentist chair.
Dentist chair, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you doing this weekend? Oh! Because the dentist tries to talk to you when they got the shit in your mouth, you know what I mean? And you can't even say anything back. I mean, I remember watching that as a kid with my dad, and we both laughed hysterically. You know, it wasn't like the scene in Me, Myself, and Irene where the kids want to watch Richard Pryor when they were kids. I don't want to have to bust a cap.
Yeah, I think they'll just it'll pass. There's really nothing you can do.
Well, it'll probably get a little
unless
bit
someone
worse.
Comes out with some proof. Yeah. I mean. You know,
even if they do proof from 30 years ago, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you're past this, you know. But
I think it's time to just let it rest. There's too many people have been fucking wrongfully accused, and there's too many people that got away with shit.
Yep.
You know, and it's like I'm starting to question the law at this point. You know what I mean? Like, no one's getting it right at this point. Mike Tyson goes to jail, OJ doesn't. You know, it's kind of like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, yeah. Karma came back and kicked OJ in the nuts.
Sure did.
Still, I'm sure he'd still rather be where he is now than be in prison for the rest of his fucking life. Meaning that if he had gotten convicted, he's guilty.
He's in jail.
I think he's going to be in jail for the rest of his life. Probably.
For what?
Close to it.
For stealing his own fucking merchandise.
He's going to jail forever for that?
He got like 9 to 25 years.
Yeah, he just got
a lot. Did they shoot somebody?
No, he threatened them. And
apparently he might have had a gun with him.
Yeah. Or somebody with him had a gun. Yeah.
And like other people rolled on him too. So they pinned a lot of shit, got pinned on him.
Oh, okay.
Right, everything that they could possibly put on him, they did.
Yeah, they did. I think they even made up laws.
Yeah. Yo, that white Bronco, he stole that.
I think if it was a normal person, he wouldn't have got 9. They wouldn't have got 9 to 25 for that.
No, probably not.
When you say normal, you mean white?
Yes. I'm trying to.
You mean not OJ.
Yeah, not anybody.
Somebody who didn't get away with murder.
Yes. But it's definitely karma. Look at his two out of his four lawyers are
dead. I don't understand the world that we live in anymore. I just don't get the way shit goes down. And it's not just with that, it's with everything. You know Charles Manson is getting married?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What the fuck?
They'll let it.
And she's apparently not a bad looking woman from what
no,
I understand.
She's all right.
She's all right. She reminds me of Julia Roberts. Like a Julia Roberts esque type of like.
She's not ugly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's amazing how he can get married.
And she's 26.
He can get married, but like gays can't get married.
I know. It's fucked up.
You'll let a convicted killer with a life sentence get married, but you won't let...
America is a fucked up place sometimes, man, when it comes to like civil liberties.
Fucking boggles the mind.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Oh, man. I don't know. It just seems like certain people get targeted that shouldn't, and so other people just skate away with nothing. Like, again, we're going back to the NFL, all the shit that went down this year with the NFL. You know, in some case, and I know people are going to disagree with me, but I'm actually starting to feel bad for Ray Rice a little bit. You know, how is Adrian Peterson allowed to just come right the fuck back? Well, I don't know if he's
suspended.
Coming.
He's suspended the rest of the year.
Oh, so he's not coming back this year?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, he's appealing it, but
by the time he appeals it,
but he still has a job.
Yeah.
Ray Rice doesn't have a job.
Well, that's
next year. Ray Rice will be able to sign with the team,
but I think this will tarnish. I don't think he'll be able to. I don't know. I don't know how shit works.
Well, he doesn't have the ability anymore.
What do you mean?
Ray Rice. If Ray Rice was still running for 1,800 yards, somebody would sign him the first day they could. He's not that good anymore.
Look, man, as long as the Jets are still in the NFL, they'll take anybody. They always take the garbage.
That's like the wasteland for...
It really is. I mean, all the great running backs past their prime have gone
Chris
to the
Johnson's
Jets.
Chris Johnson's
there now. Yeah, Chris Martin went there.
Yep. Curtis Martin, sorry.
Chris Martin.
Cold play.
Yeah.
Curtis Martin was good for the Jets.
They're all yellow. God, I'm just not good with names, man.
Aaliyah was there, too.
A little Aaliyah, just a little bit of it.
Yeah.
She'd still block better than her offensive line.
Even though,
just put her arm out
are
there.
Are you serious? He probably could punch through her like gauze at this point.
So Ray Rice is done. His career is over.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think somebody will sign him.
I think so.
So did he just get suspended for the rest of the season, or did
no,
the
he,
team
he
let
got
him
fired
go?
They released him.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying it.
They terminate his contract for, you know.
Listen, if somebody thinks he could play, he'll be on a team next year.
Absolutely.
Did he lose his kid?
What?
Oh, no, that's Adrian Peterson.
What the fuck?
I'm just confused.
Just because they're black doesn't mean they're all the same.
But they both got the same
a bunch of niggas
punishment. Oh, jeez.
Did you see the look on your face? Oh, did I do that?
Did they both get the same punishment?
Well, it depends. The team.
I think what Adrian Peterson did is way worse than what Ray Rice did.
Okay.
I still believe that.
Yeah,
I
need a defensive
it's an kid. Opinion. I'm not saying it's a fact, although I think when it comes to women and children, I think the children are the weaker of the two.
Especially a four-year-old.
Yeah, but they're a pain in the ass. Yeah.
I understand that.
But so are women.
Right. But if you haven't knocked your wife out at this point, there's no reason to hit your kid, is what I'm saying. I think wife should go first.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. At least she's an adult. She's of age of getting hit. She's of age of assault. You know,
he used a switch.
Doesn't matter. He used a weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
In the court of law, that is a weapon.
Did so he lose his kid?
Oh, the one that died? Yes. Oh, he lost him before that anyway. Did custody battle.
Oh my God.
He didn't know he had that kid.
You were serious about that?
What the fuck?
They're both suspended by the league.
Okay.
Ray Rice got released by his team.
Okay.
Whereas Peterson's still technically a Viking.
He'll be released after the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think Peterson's gone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It doesn't seem like the organization wants to let him go. Neither do the fans, apparently. I'm just saying. I don't know if that has any clout in the decision, but...
And he's at that age where running backs start to fall off anyway.
Yeah, so. I mean, I get that. But, I mean, he hasn't proven yet that he fell off.
No, he hasn't.
So...
Yeah, the NFL's really gone through some crazy stuff over the past, like...
Yeah.
Like, just constant...
Child abuse, sexual abuse, spousal abuse.
And it's kind of the
murder.
Murder.
Remember that guy, the chief that killed his wife? No, yeah,
he killed the chief.
Yeah, the Kansas City chief, the linebacker.
Just this
year?
A couple years ago.
That was 2 years ago. Oh. Still.
Did he kill... I know he shot himself.
He killed his
Did
wife,
Did he kill too. His wife, too? Yeah.
There was that other murderer.
With the kid in the
Aaron,
house.
I thought you were talking about Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Hernandez.
He wasn't a chief.
Yeah, guy's been in jail for 2 years.
He's Puerto Rican. He's not Indian.
Yeah, exactly.
He's Puerto Rican. He's not
Indian.
That's
fucking crazy, ain't it? Guy's been in jail for almost 2 years. Hasn't went to trial yet.
They won't give him bail.
Oh, they're adding more charges and shit.
Yeah, they're trying
it's
to,
crazy.
Still, it's like...
I think he's up to like three people he murdered. Yeah, it's like crazy.
Listen, they didn't prove he murdered them, right?
I think they're trying to. Yeah.
Letting the fuck out of jail.
Hell no. He's a flight risk, probably.
He froze his money. And, you
yeah.
Know.
He's innocent until proven guilty. Either put him in the courtroom or fucking let him go. Like it's
they
ridiculous.
Have enough to keep him in jail, though.
Yeah.
Well, then fucking take it to court for the first murder. The guy's been in jail for almost 2 years, and he hasn't went to trial yet.
Agreed.
Any little money that he does have, he's fucking throwing it to the lawyers for 2 years.
No, he's a
two years.
He's a
then try him for the first murder.
Because they're trying to pin more things on him, I guess.
Well, either you have evidence or you don't.
I think they do.
Well, then fucking try him. It's ridiculous. He's been in jail for 2 years.
Are you upset about that? Do you feel like his rights are being taken away?
I don't know how the legal system works, but this is bullshit. If they had enough to arrest him, then fucking take it to court. I mean, obviously, this guy is not innocent.
No.
I mean, there's probably a stack of bodies that they could pin on him. But if you don't have enough evidence, you got to let him go.
And
if you do have
face.
If you have enough evidence, then fucking try him and let him start serving his sentence. Like, this is bullshit. If he's really innocent...
Well, he'll get
and
time served.
But what if he's innocent?
He sues.
Nigga, we got guns.
But, yeah, I mean, murder aside, the beating your wife, beating your children, that happens at every job. I mean, you can't say, I can't say there's not a single person I work with
job.
that didn't beat their wife or their kid.
Yeah.
I think
that comes with marriage. I'm fucking around.
Neither one of them were married.
Oh, okay. I guess becoming a black football player comes with territory. I don't know, man. I think it's fucked up.
Yes, sir.
I agree to a certain extent. Like, I mean, at your job, somebody wouldn't be suspended for a year if they
beat their wife.
If they beat their
hell
wife.
No, they probably get promoted.
Yeah,
promoted or raise.
Yeah, yeah. Like if Bill Cosby worked with me, he'd probably be like
raping
CEO.
Every girl works. She's raping
CRO. Thank you for the promotion. I'm proud of this award.
You got a fucking problem with that?
I think if you're Italian, it comes with it. Territory.
Yeah, we didn't get hit with tree branches, though.
No, see,
fucking shoes,
that's the
and
thing.
Wooden spoons.
Personally,
basically
I think,
whatever can, she could throw.
Personally, I think that this Adrian Peterson's kid's a pussy. Because I got it way worse than this motherfucker did. I got a concussion at that age from my mother. You know what I mean? You're talking about...
Back in the day, they were... They could,
brain damage,
yeah,
really.
Fuck you up.
I
that
am.
Explains a lot.
It does,
maybe
right?
That's why you can't remember names.
And other things. Like leaving the house without underwear.
Does that happen?
It has. I'm not a morning person.
Obviously.
I was going to work. One day I went to work with two different fucking shoes on.
I've done that.
Yeah. And then when I get there, I'm like, what the... Thank God I have like spare in the trunk.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it doesn't look good when you have one black sneaker and one, like, gray.
See, mine wasn't there like that. Like, they were both black. They were just different
well,
shoes.
Well, because I don't like light when I wake up. I like to – I do everything in the dark, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like a fucking troll. I really – the only light
Count
I want to see – the only – where's my shoe? I lost my shoe.
And my shoes fell.
And my shoes fell.
The only light I like to see is the one that's off the clock radio. Like the light of the numbers. That's
yeah.
It.
Just man. Enough to, that you can see the floor.
Yeah.
You
know, or I'll use my phone. I'll do like one of these things yep. Where you hit the home button. And
that's probably because when you get up, it's dark still, right? Like
yeah.
Outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just got dark.
I had to get up this morning really early and it was dark out.
Yeah.
And I did the... pretty much same thing that you did.
I mean, it's
like
all,
I was like using my phone to grab my shoes. Like I was like, "Fuck this."
Yeah, I don't
like it. Like gives you a headache right away if you're in light.
Well, I wake up with one automatically.
Oh, because you probably don't get enough sleep.
And probably because I'm choking in my sleep. Yeah, probably. I'm.
Oh, oxygen to
yeah,
your brain.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That's probably another reason why I'm getting dumber every day. So.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
You should get that
mask.
Fixed.
I know. Yeah. I need that mask.
Just hook up like a hookah. To
now I'm
going to
hook up something. Really?
To
I'm
going to
MacGyver mask. Myself a sleep apnea mask.
A hookah to the Bane mask.
Do you sleep with yours on?
I don't fucking know. I should though.
Well, if you're not using it, give it to him.
No, I'm good.
You don't want that shit.
Reggie White died from it, guys.
I'll die from it.
He died from sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was a big, fat fucking... Oh, never mind.
Check.
How old was he when he died?
Early
young.
40s, right?
Young.
No.
Mid-40s.
No, he was like close to 50,
thanks.
Wasn't he?
Thanks.
When he died?
He played until... When did he retire? 44? 43?
46!
He was young. He was too young.
Right.
He had just turned 40.
There you go. You finally caught on.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. If I die, you have one less person calling you stupid.
I don't want you to die, though.
Yeah, I think it might be time.
Bob's like, I'm done.
I don't know if I want to sleep with a fucking mask on. I think that's ridiculous.
Just do it like every other night then or something.
I don't see how that's going to help.
It's going to help you from
that's
dying.
Like smoking a cigarette every other day. You're still not quitting.
Yeah, but you're doing so less harm to your body.
Yeah.
Does it look like I haven't... I mean,
listen, smoking
could I
one
do any more
cigarette
harm
every other
at this
day
point?
Wouldn't hurt you.
You really should invest in a plethora of breathing machines.
I cannot breathe.
There you go. Sleep with your Bane mask on.
Oh, yeah. Because that only restricts my breathing.
That's what I was trying to say. Hook
that restricts my breathing.
Do a hookah to the Bane mask.
Create his own machine.
Create your own machine.
Let's go for insurance.
I was born with oxygen.
I can't. I don't think I can.
You can't
do it.
Sleep. I mean, do you sleep? Because I your sleep. Stomach?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's my side and my stomach, and which is weird because they say that when you sleep on your stomach and your side, you have less of the effect than if you were to sleep on your back. Because when you sleep on your back, you're basically swallowing your own fucking tongue and chin meat. You know, so it's
what?
Like your whole throat. Like I sleep on my side or my stomach, like with my head like this.
Oh God!
Not my face. In
either
the
way, you have fucking water like dripping out. You have
water
condensation. Yeah,
they're trying to drown you.
Does it get in your lungs? The water?
It's
vapor.
Yeah, and it
then so
your,
you do get lung. You do get in your
either
lungs.
Your nose and it expands your
canals.
Yeah, your canals. Yeah.
Yeah. Tubes.
Your Suez and your Panama.
Yes.
Your tubes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I sleep like a vampire, I guess.
In a wooden box?
No, I sleep with three pillows by my head.
Good morning, Fennets.
Like I sleep.
Hello, my sea monkeys.
I sleep like almost sitting up. Kind of.
What?
Like laying, but like
propped
back
up.
Propped, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she always can't sleep on her stomach.
I usually wake up like on my side.
No, not at all.
So it'll be 3 feet off the ground.
But my head will be like off the side of the bed.
Wow, that sounds really uncomfortable.
I think I move
a lot.
Do
you sleep like that when you're sleeping with someone in your bed? Like sleeping, not fucking. Do you do the same thing? You prop yourself up?
Yeah.
Or do you, you know, lay with the person?
Well, for a little, but when I have to go to sleep, then I have to go to sleep.
No shit. So you like use a bunch of pillows and make like a back for you?
I have 7 pillows on my bed.
It's very precise.
And I put 3 in the back.
You make
then,
pillow forts?
And then one sometimes. And then one in the middle, and I sleep in the middle of the bed.
I gotcha. So you do make like a coffin for yourself.
Kinda. And yeah. I sleep like...
Yeah, you're a fucking weirdo.
You're a weirdo.
Man. You are.
Like somebody, if they came in, they probably think I like look like I'm probably dead. Like, you're like laid in a casket.
Get him a body bag!
But sometimes I'll wake up like completely sideways. So like, you know, you like straight on a bed like this. Sometimes I'll be lying this way. And my head will be off the side of the bed.
What?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember any of my dreams anymore. So I don't know if I'm like doing shit in my dream. And I'm moving around.
Tossing and turning?
I guess.
You ever fall off the bed?
I've been in the bed that I have now. I hope I don't, because it's really tall. Like, I have to jump to get on it.
Missy!
And my room's so dark that I always oversleep.
You black motherfucker!
I have, like, blackout curtains. It's
do you?
Pitch black.
I need that.
It's so
I
fucking
need
awesome.
Doblesses! Doblesses!
I've never slept better in my life than.
Isn't it great to
now.
Be in the pitch dark, pitch black?
Yes.
That's
I love
awesome.
It. I love it.
I actually want those eyes in the movie, Pitch Black, like to be able to see in the dark.
Like, click them on, click them off.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, I love it.
I cannot stand light. And you know what the worst? Like, it's like on my days off. When I actually can sleep in, you know, like I know I'm going to sleep in, the fucking sun starts shining in,
it
like through
sucks.
The blinds, and it like hits you right in the eyeball, like through the fucking. It's like, what the fuck?
I go to sleep like that half the week.
Oh, dude, that's got to suck.
I'm used to it at this point.
That's crazy.
I sleep better during the day than I do at night.
Wow, that's.
Actually, I'm actually with you on that. Like, I can't get a good night's sleep every night.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there'll be days during the week where I come home and I'm just, I'll crash.
And you nap like a motherfucker.
Yeah, and like, I get a good deep sleep, too.
Yeah, like, I get home 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I'm just, like, dead tired. I'll be sleeping by, like, 8, 10. And if I don't set my alarm, I'll sleep till, like, 5.
Wow.
Like, I nonstop.
You should get blackout curtains.
I don't need them.
You should stop being a pimp.
He's got pimp hours.
Yeah, right?
I'm a superhero.
There's this like I don't know if it's a disease, but it's called like shift work disorder. Yeah. And like people have to be on medicine for it.
Yeah,
AIDS? You guys are lucky that you can.
Shift work disorder. That sounds like a great reason to get out of work. I can't work today. I got shift work disorder.
Apparently, it's a legitimate condition, which I just think is horseshit.
Yeah, I think so.
I could get it. I mean, I don't know. I could never do that.
You're lazy.
Mm-hmm. Or you
can't. Piece of shit.
I don't know. I don't say it.
Disability check.
Yeah.
Well, no, you work. You just work normal shifts,
you,
I guess.
You would just you just adjust your schedule. Anybody could do it.
Yeah, I guess. I couldn't imagine. But I guess you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing a show next Thursday, right?
No.
Okay.
No, it's fucking turkey day. Yeah. I'll be busy eating.
Well, I'm going to work. I'll work at 10 o'clock at night, and then I'll get home.
On Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm. And I'll get home at 6 o'clock in the morning. I did it last year.
Work?
Greenleafs. Oh. I just work Black Friday every year now. Yeah, okay. And I probably won't sleep Friday. I didn't last year.
You're a hustler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucked because Friday I have to get up super fucking early.
Mm-hmm. Why, how early?
3 o'clock.
Oh, you have work still?
On Black Friday?
Oh, duh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
perfect name for it.
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with
no, I know.
Race. I'm perfect name for it is like a miserable fucking day. It's like death.
It's like one of your busiest days, right?
Yeah. Well, it kicks off. It's the official kickoff for us.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been busy.
The week after is going to be hell, too.
See, the week after, it ain't going to stop. Saturday. And believe it or not, it ain't going to stop.
Cypher Saturday.
So, pass me the mic. Yeah, I don't. For us, it doesn't stop until the first week of January. Because all the returns.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I can never do your job waking up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Fuck that shit. I would rather work the overnight than
I should
do
be
that.
Sleeping now.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
you should be.
By the time you're done, you get. You're lucky if you get.
Are you ever
sleep,
nervous
right?
to be driving?
No, I got some weird, like, my wiring's, like, different than, I guess, normal people because I don't fucking get drowsy when I drive.
No, I mean, like, I don't either, but.
That's when I'm
that
more
much.
Alert, I think, when I'm behind the wheel.
Okay.
You know, because I'm really good at it. You know what I mean?
Like you're
I'm,
never like,
no, no. And you know good. What's cool is if it ever comes down to a point where I do feel that way, I'm always allowed to pull over somewhere and just, like, close my eyes for 10 minutes.
Oh, if
I had
good.
To. If I had to.
So they care about safety.
Well, they don't want to lose a truck. They'll give a shit about me. But, yeah, I don't ever have a problem with driving. And sometimes I drive some really long distances. Sometimes I'll put 300 miles in a day, you know, and that's like, it's brutal. You know, there'll be a 2 or 3 week span where I'll put that many miles in a day, every day. And it's funny because when I get back to the, you know, to the job, I don't want to drive home. You know what I mean?
Fucking day. You don't, then you have some traffic.
Right. And the weekends are shit because then I got to drive down to see my girl. And I'm just like, I don't want
all you do.
Like, I don't want to ever fucking get behind the wheel of a car again, you know? Like I would rather take a train to work or something. Like just get me there. You know, somebody drive me. You know. But that's the only time I fucking, you know, once I'm at work, I'm just like, I'm fine. I could drive all fucking day and night, no problem. You know, I prefer to drive when it's light out, but you know, part of my day is driving in the dark.
Yeah, I hate driving in the dark.
You know, I start leaving when it's still dark out for a good hour before it gets light. You know, it's like it's a lot of driving. And let me tell you, man, fucking traffic is brutal. That's the worst part, sitting in traffic.
Traffic's bad.
It sucks. But I really never had a problem. I mean, there are days where after I'm done, when I'm driving home, I'll start to feel a little sleepy. But then I just...
Probably because you like know it's coming.
Yeah, I'll just fucking... I will literally like start slapping myself in the face.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Like over and over again. People probably look in the car and think I'm fucking crazy.
Like, good. Drive away from him, honey.
Yeah. Look at this motherfucker. Why is he doing this? But if you don't want to go to work, just come up with like one of those shifting excuses.
Nah, I would never do that.
Yeah, why not? Go to get like a fake doctor's note.
No, I would never do that.
A note from your doctor saying you don't like to suck cock?
I like working.
Well, I mean, don't you feel shitty about working on Thanksgiving? Or you guess you don't give a fuck about
No, I chose to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun to work Thanksgiving.
What are you doing? Like, what are you going to do? Like, you, what?
Last year I made smoothies. This year I'll probably just toss the
Wait, ice. Are you working on... so upset I spoke through that. So you're working like a soup kitchen? You're doing like a charity thing?
No, I'm working for Greenleaves.
Oh.
The place that I used to work
I can't believe you really worked there.
I worked there for almost 8 years.
What's funny is I just found out about it like a couple months ago.
I know. You had no idea.
No,
yeah,
no
I clue. Know. You were a manager at one point, right?
Yeah, I ran the store for years.
She ran that shit.
Yeah.
And I was telling you
I run shit here. You just work here.
What the hell did you guys think I used to do for a career before what I do now?
I thought that was it.
You thought I'd never had job?
Unemployment.
No, no. I thought maybe, you know, you got some great job from technology class. I thought you were a kite builder.
No, I feel like I've always had good jobs.
Blow jobs, hand jobs.
Cut my cock, motherfucker!
Sounds like you need a hand job.
Yeah, but it's fun. Like, everybody goes back and we all work together and it's a good time.
You guys toss salads all together?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably do it.
Jelly or syrup?
Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure.
You guys, like, help each other toss each other salads, too?
No. We toss around.
Now, how does that work?
That's town.
Wait, what's this?
They toss around salads.
You toss together,
really?
Yeah. Please, if I could do that. Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. I'm like, how do I let that process?
It's amazing how you just creep out the room on a regular basis.
Fucking fact.
What is it about that?
Mission accomplished.
How do you do it, man? And you don't mean to do it. You'll just make a comment and all of a sudden, like, you start getting douche chills. You're like, the room got cold.
Now all I need is a tea bag.
I'll get you a spoon so you can eat my ass.
Yeah, the mall opens at 6 o'clock at night this year.
It's ridiculous.
On Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's
I would think it'd be closed by then.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
It opens at 6.
Did you hear all these department stores are closing for Thanksgiving? Some of these department stores
Some big ones, none that are in the Denver Mall.
Well, don't give out where you work. Oh. Crazy.
I don't care.
Pedro's listening.
Everyone lives so far away.
Yo, I'm looking for green leaves.
Anyway, Macy's and Boscov's and JCPenney are all opening. Walmart isn't?
No. Yeah, it was one of those. Target or Walmart is like closed.
One of them isn't. I mean, I don't think that it should open as early as it does, but it is what it is.
Amen.
I mean, the Eagles game is on at like 8. I'm going to... Sad that I'm not going to be able to see all of that.
The Eagles game is at 4:15.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, then fucking I.
Get your facts right.
No, somebody told me that today because I have a block pool. And
you would have lost that one.
I know. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Good news, though. 8 o'clock, they're going to have a TV show with Christopher Walken and David Spade.
Best friends forever.
Yeah. Best friends ciphering.
I think Walken would be good at that.
You think so? Pass me the mic. He's better. He's a good tap dancer, I think.
I remember that.
Fucking weirdo. David Spade, the most so irrelevant. He's one of the most irrelevant people from Saturday Night Live alumni.
Yeah, isn't he the only one that's like doing something right now?
Really?
He has a TV show.
He does?
Rules of Engagement.
Is that still on the air?
Yeah.
No shit.
Choke on a cow dick.
Speaking of David Spade. Small cameo. Grandma's boy. Guy blow. Yeah. Well, You'll be able to watch the game. You'll be good to go.
My numbers that I got suck, I think.
What do you mean?
What do you got?
You know how you have the top numbers and then the side
We're
numbers?
We're aware of how Blackpool works.
Okay. Two. And two.
Oh, you wasted your money.
You're done.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done.
It was only $10, though.
Only $10.
Mm. Well, you'll make it back tossing salads on Thursday night.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Holy shit.
God, it must smell nasty in there the other night.
Ugh. Salads smell nasty?
No, it smells like hippo mucus.
Ew.
No, if you guys toss each other salads all fucking day and night.
Oh, my God.
At some point, it's got to get rank.
Lick each other's butt holes like Denny's bathroom.
She has shit in her hand. Why is she picking up shit?
Oh my god.
Alright. Fuck off, man. Why is she What is that from? Lick each other's buttholes in
the campaign.
Campaign, that's it. Okay, my bad.
I still have to see that.
You haven't seen that yet? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. You're missing out. That was funny.
I looked it up on Netflix to watch it, and it wasn't on there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Want to wrap it up? All right.
Yeah, we are the Jersey Jerk Show. Make sure to go to jerseyjerks at riotcast.com and donate some money. We won't be here next week because it's Thanksgiving, so have a good and nice fat.
My testicles are fun to eat.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
Enjoy your turkey balls. God,
enjoy your turkey God, balls baby, Jesus, for days afterwards. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
You're a crazy cunt. Bye, nigga. Foot on the devil's wings.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.